KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
For 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Zinging into another week. And the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, that's our job here in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is here. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We do the program. One of the sidelights of discussion on talk radio this week has been how many hosts are doing the programs from their homes. Well, we are the leaders in that. I've been doing my program for 30, the Good Morning, well, the old Good Day programs, all the morning shows that I've done that were syndicated started 32 years ago, and I was the first one to do them remotely, and now we have all the ladies who are on the program with me, and that's all done remotely, so we know how this is done, and a lot of people are finding out that it's not as easy as it seems. I was listening to KFI, Jennifer, and the midday hosts were trying to figure out how to work with each other when they can't see each other. And that is, that's part, it's part of the whole thing of getting it through. So anyway, that's part of the discussion this week, but certainly not the main part of it, but it is how we are working. I'm going to go through the stories and the people list, and we'll talk about them. We'll take them apart little by little. There's probably not too much that you don't know. We'll add some nuance to some of the issues that hopefully will bring you into a different place, maybe updating you on some of the things that are important or maybe things that you haven't heard. Story list starts at number 10. Again, this is research done by Talkers Magazine, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, hosts, consulting with them, talk radio stations. I don't understand where number 10 comes from because I haven't heard, and it's not a criticism. I just have heard nobody talk about the Great Barrier Reef and the bleaching that's going on there. I'm sorry, I just haven't.
I mean, that's certainly been a topic over the last, you know, year or so.
Yeah, it's been around.
But I just haven't heard of it about it this week.
No, All right, so number nine, the number of celebrities who have the coronavirus, who's around, who's passed, who's up, who's down. Number eight, excuse me, the Defense Production Act. We'll talk about that and give you some specifics. Increase in scams, wow, you're not kidding, number seven. Foreign affairs, the China relationship, that sort of thing. You ladies, take the list with you. I'm going to have to cough. Victoria, Jennifer.
Aw.
Aw.
Like, he's got the coughs. I don't actually have the list in front of me, Victoria, but I...
Where did we leave off? Let's see, what did we get to? Oh, the increase in scams is number seven. Number six, foreign affairs.
Sure.
Yeah. U.S.-China relations, not great. Number five, social distancing and cultural changes, huge. That should probably be a little further up the notch, I think. Number four, presidential race, which we haven't really heard much about. Number
three,
healthcare
system. But those weird shadow briefings from Joe Biden have started this week. He's started trying to do a little media.
He's got his home studio, I guess, now.
Yeah,
right?
I think people were criticizing him for disappearing through at least the initial part of this.
Not great when the first video comes that I saw him do, and he's coughing. So, no, I don't know. Yeah, I hope he's well.
And, by the way, coughing in his hand. Jake Tapper yelled at him for coughing in his hand.
Yeah. Number three, healthcare system. Number two, the stimulus deal in the financial markets. Huge, huge story. And number one, the economy versus lives issue.
Very good job. The People List. James Dyson. He's the guy that makes that's the Dyson vacuum cleaner they're making.
Dyson vacuums, yeah.
But they're now making,
That's a crazy good story. Yeah. I don't know if we actually talked about it on the DJV show this week, but that is a really great story, how quickly they were able to develop their own ventilator. And now in Europe, I think
Boris Johnson's
buying 15,000 of them or something.
Yeah, when you look at how some of the hygienic aspects of the new vacuum cleaners. They have these, you know, really, so you don't get the pollution. You're not breathing it while you're vacuuming your house. They have these very good, the same as the airplanes and the new cars, too, as far as that's concerned. They all have these devices
that
clean the air very well.
I'm encouraged. This is a tough time for everybody. Of course, we're all changing our way of life, but I'm encouraged by how many companies have really stepped up, and we're hearing more and more great stories about people who are using their technology. Or, for instance, like Joann's Fabrics was handing out materials. You can start to sew your own masks and gowns to donate for people.
That's what we're doing on the farm. We're making our own.
Yeah,
get the stuff. Yeah.
You can make your own. Then there was a story about Harbor Freight donating all of their supplies, personal protection equipment to local hospitals in the communities that they serve. So there's just a lot of great examples of people coming together, and I think we should focus on that, because it's really easy to just get isolated and lonely
Even Pornhub donated 50,000 masks along with a free premium subscription for first responders.
Nice.
So,
there you go. All right, just for first responders? You mean they're only going to get the deal?
I think the free premium subscription, yes.
Asking, come on.
It's okay. I'm pretty
Ruth
sure
has even weighed in on this too.
I'm pretty sure you can still see plenty on the website without having a premium subscription. So,
what's Dr. Ruth saying?
She's saying that if you're single, which a lot of people are in isolation and they're single, she said that she just warns that people need to be a little bit careful with cyber sex. So.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently she is saying, you know, just be careful, I guess, maybe of not getting addicted to it.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess, you know, she said, hey, by all means, go for it, but, you know, just be very careful.
All right, now,
did you guys
as long
hear
as
me silently cracking up in the background?
Because Kara's our single lady here.
Okay, cyber sex. Next, I want to spend a minute, as long as we're talking about companies that are developing masks and some of the things, the devices that will be used to keep the air clean. One of the sponsors of this program is MyPillow. Most of you are familiar now because they've done heavy advertising the last couple of years. So when it comes to how they're running the factory, Mike Lindell decided to stop all production of MyPillow and all the other things that they make in the factory, and the production has been turned over to make masks for hospitals. If you didn't know that, that's what they've done. And again, we're sort of making reference to all these other people, these other companies that are doing the same thing, whether it's the hypoallergenic masks or it's the filters, whatever it is. Lots of people are going, as they well should, over the line to help out the cause. By the way, at MyPillow, they want to help you get the best rest of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time for an upgrade, whether it's pillows. I've been talking this week about washing MyPillows, drying them. That's what you do. MyPillow is the only pillow in existence that you can wash and dry. The premium MyPillows are part of the BOGO sale. Everything at the site is on sale. Buy one, get one free. And that includes certainly the pillows, the Suprema MyPillows, Giza sheets, the towels, the roll-and-go pillows, duvet covers, Giza, all the stuff. The pillows, the neck pillows, actually, those are kind of cool. You can get them all at half price. Go to Radio Listener Specials. That's the page at MyPillow.com where you can use the promo code DJV, and then you can check out as much as you want. And by the way, they'll help you finance. If you owe $200 with your order, you can pay for it over time. And when you order, you get a copy of Mike's book. And when you do that, your entire MyPillow order ships free, plus you get a $25 gift certificate for your next purchase. Mike's book is a story of his life, how he went from rags to riches. Don't miss this opportunity to buy one and get one free on all the things in the MyPillow catalog. The BOGO sale, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, moving along now with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the last week of March, last full week of March 2020. I just wanted to expound a little on Dyson, James Dyson, and the ventilator, and what a good idea this is and how well-founded this guy's company has been building lots of great devices for a long time. This is not an ad for them, but I think it does tell you what American ingenuity is all about, or ingenuity around the world, wherever it is. The company makes hand dryers and vacuum cleaners. And this is the kind of stuff that you may not have heard this week. So touting Dyson. And, yeah, there's a chuckle about Pornhub donating 50,000 masks to the first responders in New York. And they also get a free use of their website for the, what is it, duration of the pandemic.
I guess so.
Free. Nice. Whatever it is, help yourself. So that's Local 94 in New York. Firefighters, if you're wondering, help yourself. Other names on the people list here. Did we do Tom Hanks, or we didn't get beyond Dyson?
No.
Did we?
No.
Tom Hanks and the others. Well, the celebrities, it's worth a moment or two because of the celebrities who have the coronavirus, like Hanks and the Princeton, Idris Elba. The passing of Mr. Is it Blum? Is that how you pronounce his name? Blum?
I thought it was Bloom, but...
Bloom, I think it may be, yeah. Yeah, well-known character actor has died. And I don't know whether he was a smoker or not. I didn't get from the story whether that's what to kill him, he was compromised, but obviously at 69, he's pretty young. Number 8 on the people list is the premier or president of China, Xi. I don't respect
Xi
him.
Xi Jinping.
I don't care whether I pronounce his name right or not. let's see. Number 7, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Isn't that, he's the guy from...
President of Mexico.
Yeah, okay.
Don't ask Amy Klobuchar, but yeah.
I know.
Right.
She's all right, still worried about it. Her husband has the coronavirus.
Really?
She's in the hospital, I think, right?
Is
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
Not number great. Six is Rand Paul. Number five, a tie between Biden and Bernie. Number four, Andrew Cuomo. He's been very visible and with pretty good results, actually. Mitch McConnell tied with Nancy Pelosi at three. Dr. Fauci is number two, and Trump is number one on the list of people. So in a moment or two, we're going to go through some of the things, again, that may be ancillary to the stories and the people and things you may not have known, including what is the, as we get to the end of the week and think about next week, New York has been the epicenter, but that city may change. Well, New York is still going to have a problem for sure, a big problem, but now there's another problem brewing in another city, and we'll tell you about that as we continue here on this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world with the DJV hosts. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier's Night Load shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at basspro.com and cabelas.com. Your adventure starts here.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now with our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, the DJV Clan. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the epicenter of the, or at least the next one, New York City, with all, what's the number? Give us the numbers again, will you, Victoria, on
Well, the numbers are constantly changing, but we do know this, that more than 50% of the cases in the entire country are in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the biggest concentration
so that's over 40,000.
Yeah. The biggest concentration is in what they call downstate. So that's the five Manhattan, the five boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx. That's where the real clusters are. And so Governor Cuomo has started shifting some of the patients who are not who can be transported. They're going to try to offset and move some of the patients to upstate New York hospitals, which are right now not overburdened at all. But so many hospitals in the five boroughs are just in really, really bad shape in terms of supplies. There are pictures of doctors wearing hefty trash bags in place of gowns because there aren't supplies. And they're wearing masks that are supposed to be one per patient, and they're just having to use them and reuse them and resanitize them now. It's a mess. It really is.
Yep. And they're saying 56% of the cases are actually linked back to New York. So even the ones that are outside of New York State, New York City, that they're actually, they have links back to New York.
Yep. All right, so what's going on in Los Angeles, the other side of the country, the other big city? There doesn't seem to be as much action in Chicago, it would seem. I haven't seen a lot of focus on Chicago as much as the other two big cities. So L.A. is spread out more. People can have their space more easily than New York. But there's still plenty of cases there, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, there are still a lot of cases.
Well, let me ask it. Let me put this spin on it. The immigration situation, which has come to pretty much a complete standstill. What about the not custody fight so much, but the giving of help to people that are in the camps?
Even the president, is saying we need to know who has it and who doesn't. So it doesn't, your immigration status does not matter if you go into a hospital to seek treatment.
Should
or
it?
If I think with something like this, everybody needs to know. Why would you send people home to die? I don't think that that's who we are. So I don't think that necessarily we can make that an issue right now. But the issue for California has been what to do with the homeless people, because the government officials here are very concerned that this is a community with over 160,000 people who are homeless in the state, probably more, because I don't believe those counts. I think
it's more
difficult.
Of them dying. More homeless dying.
I don't think we even know how many have.
Yeah, not
the
we
disease,
don't
right.
We don't know, and not at this point. I don't think anybody knows exactly, but they're worried that this is a place because they're just not clean. They're not washing their hands, and it could be a place that would really sweep through. So they're actually using hotels now. They're getting hotels that are closed down, and they're putting homeless people in those rooms, almost essentially in like a quarantine.
Who wants to go into those rooms after they reopen those?
Exactly my point. But they're trying to figure out where to put them, and that's the best option at this point.
In New York, they have all the hotels are actually a lot of hotels have opened up for first responders and nurses and doctors.
They're doing that too.
Want to sort of, you know, they have to see the patients and go back and forth from the hospital, but they don't want to take it home to their families.
Right.
And so that's a wonderful thing that a lot of hotels, the Four Seasons and Yotel, and the list goes on and on. It kind of keeps building every day, which is great. And all those hotels have opened their doors to the healthcare professionals, which is so essential right now.
All right, so New Orleans. Looks like it's going to be the next epicenter if you see what's going on down there. Wow.
Mardi Gras.
Yep. The celebrations. How can you be so stupid? There are a lot of poor people.
Mardi Gras was
too.
Kind of around the time when this really started to look like it was.
Yeah, but they're still congregating.
Here.
You can see people going to the bars on Bourbon Street still.
Well, Bourbon Street shut down now. That's totally.
Yeah, but
shut
I'm talking
down.
About earlier in the week and last week and when people should have known much better. It was still going on there. So look out if you're in Louisiana or traveling through. 28 past the hour on the overview of the News Talk Week.
Talk radio countdown.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hide and seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at basspro.com and cabelas.com. Your adventure starts here.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
5:34 at the hour, continuing with another half hour overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can see all of this at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, the list of the stories that they've researched this week, and the people on the list as well. The discussion at the G20 this week, the leaders have agreed to develop a plan of action. That's the biggest economies. I wonder, don't you wonder what people are saying in the back room, a fly on the wall in the back room, when people are talking about China and how all this started and the problems? I would think there would be a move. If it were me and I were running this group, I'd be sending a bill to the Chinese government.
Here's our invoice.
Yeah, right. This is what you've done. You've destroyed the economy in the entire world. You have been completely irresponsible, or maybe pathetically enough, you started this because you wanted to start it. But at some point, the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that it's costing the companies, the countries, the individuals, the Chinese government is responsible. So are these people holding them? I haven't heard any discussion. Nobody has stood up and said or pointed a finger and said, you guys caused this, you pay. Has anybody heard? I haven't heard.
I think we're not at that point yet, maybe, because people are in crisis. And so there are,
I think people would go nuts if somebody said that. If Trump came out and said, we're going to make the Chinese government pay, people would go crazy.
Why?
Because they don't even like that he called it the China virus.
Well, but if you're holding them responsible, why would people not like that?
Because I just know how people backlash. I know what the media response to that would be.
The media, the general news media?
In
general, you keep saying, I think it's time somebody had some courage and stood up and said, okay, you guys.
Once we get through this, I think that it definitely, well, here's the thing. The World Health Organization has not been allowed in China for how many years now? They've been banned. So we haven't had any, there have been no boots on the ground allowed in China to monitor anything. So I think the real discussion, and I would love to hand them an invoice, but I think the real discussion that might come from this is, okay, China, this is what happens when you don't allow anyone from the World Health Organization on your soil.
No, this is what happens. You want to do business with the rest of the world. You want to have a big share of the economy, the economic benefit of doing business with you. Well, if you don't come clean, if you don't fess up, we're going to isolate you.
Well, they're never going to fess up.
Look at what we do with,
what I'm saying,
the Iranians. We put all kinds
What have they fessed up to? Nothing.
But they still have, they've paid to a certain extent. I just think that we need, it's not necessarily an eye for an eye, but there needs to be a responsibility quotient here.
Right.
And there
and
hasn't
I
been
agree
any
with
talk
that.
About
I
it
do.
At all.
I agree with that. I just think realistically what we might actually see happen is the World Health Organization will have more leverage to say, look, you gave us SARS. We've had all these issues. This is now another pandemic. We're not doing business with you anymore unless we're allowed in. And I think that's similar to the Iran nuclear deal, which we're no longer in. But I think in a similar fashion, that might be realistic.
Who's going to have
that might
the
be what we
cojones
see.
To do that? Who's going
well,
to be
the
first G20. To step up? Yeah. Tell the
I
Chinese.
Think the entire G20
we're
together.
Not doing business with you. That's it. You're done.
That
we can find
other
ways.
That could be what they're talking about. The G20 has been getting together for these calls almost, at least, if not daily, almost every day to figure out what to
we
do.
We can't have this happen again.
Nope.
This has decimated world economies. We can't.
Awful.
We cannot allow this to happen again. And I agree
recovery.
With Jen. I'm sure this is what they're talking about with those daily calls.
Yeah. All right. The coronavirus back here at home is transformed many of our businesses, many of our industries. The fast food industry, I didn't talk about this last week because I hadn't really had the full experience, but from a cultural point of view, I have not ever been one. If you listen to the DJV program, the stuff that I have talked about on the air over the years when it came to fast food wasn't very complimentary. And in fact, until a week ago, I'd never been in a McDonald's restaurant. Well, actually, literally, you can say I still have never been inside a McDonald's restaurant. But I ordered fish sandwiches at a couple of stops.
Oh, how was your McChum? Was it delicious?
I had lettuce, onion, and tomatoes with no tartar sauce and no cheese. It was okay. Actually, I had a couple of invisible burgers or whatever they call them.
Invisible burgers?
Oh, I eat those all the time. I'm eating one right now.
That's what they serve on Wonder Woman's jet.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what I mean. And so that's, you know, but our lives, I guess I'm making the reference because this is, you know, where our industries, our food, everything about our lives is changing. Victoria, what's the number one thing in your life that's changed as a result of this?
Well, it's actually kind of a good thing because we're cooking every night instead of going out to restaurants.
And by the way, everybody who thinks it's all bad, there have been a lot of families spending more time together, you know, stuff like that.
Well, there's actually a very high divorce rate right
now. Divorce rate.
Not a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
Dr. Ruth even said, she said, look, a lot of couples, if you have a good relationship, this is a great thing, and a lot of couples are reconnecting. If you don't have a great relationship, then this is headed right to divorce court.
Yeah. So what about you, Jennifer? What is different?
I would say I'm cooking more at home, number one. But I think just to come up with something new and creative, my commute time has completely disappeared. again, that's one of the silver linings of this is as I'm driving around because I'm deemed essential, apparently.
Yes, you are.
You know, it's easy. It's easy to get Kara, home.
So Kara also has to drive in to the studio in Washington. What has changed most about your life? The commute time?
Not much in my commute. I mean, maybe by like 2 minutes, but it's normally
not. Yeah, you come in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there's normally not too much traffic then anyway. There are positive things that have happened, but I feel like for me, it's...
You're making sangria. That's a good thing.
I might make sangria. Yeah. I haven't seen my family in like a month and a half, and I haven't really gotten to see any friends. I'm talking to them more because I'm talking to them on the phone, and I've video chatted with a bunch of
friends. I miss my friends, too, yeah.
On one hand, it makes me even more grateful for my friends and family, but on the other hand, I really miss them. I'm very close with all of them, and it's been pretty tough to just have... I have roommates, but I'm not necessarily best friends with them, and it's been hard for me to isolate from my friends and family.
How do you live with somebody you're not really good friends with?
I mean, I'm friendly with them, but we don't sit and chat and hang out, and I don't reveal my deepest, darkest secrets. You know, when I'm stressed, I like to have someone that I really love to be able to talk to about it.
Where are your pals? You can tell us that stuff.
Okay. But you don't live with me.
Well, she does tell Jenny.
I know, she doesn't tell me anything, but she does tell the two of you.
Because you go away during all the commercial breaks.
Okay. Speaking of going away, it appears, according to the stats here this week, looking at whether the social distancing has been effective or not, I guess I would ask the question, why are more men dying of the coronavirus than women? What is there about what men are doing that's different, less responsible, or why is it that...
I keep seeing that. The only thing that I've seen, and maybe you guys have seen something that I haven't, but I'm just reading about, you know, men take more risks, men drink and smoke more than women. Just,
they may not seek treatment as soon, too, which could be another thing.
I'm tough, I'm strong. Right.
Or it could just, I mean, there's a lot of things, like there are a lot of markers that are making a difference. A lot of people have said that this attacks people with type A blood more than those with type O. That doesn't mean everybody gets it. Doesn't mean, like, people like me that are women with type O blood are going to just get a free pass, but it's just markers of it.
By the way, and this is, we don't do the politics here of this, but I have no reason to stand up for Trump necessarily because he can stand up for himself. But for the mayor of New Orleans to blame Trump, I can understand why the mayor of New York or the governor of New York would be PO'd at Trump because he pulled a plug, and I don't even understand that yet, why there aren't all the things that are needed in New York being sent to New York.
Well, that was New York's choice, actually, back in 2015. They had the opportunity to buy ventilators, and they did not. California had the same problem. So
this is 2020.
They're asking for federal help because they are out of those items. That's why you're seeing the shortage in New York State. The same thing happened in California, where they took budget items and they moved it away from a public health emergency and they put it into something else. And so the federal government's response and budget of those items is different than the state's response. And everybody is kind of needs to carry their own blame. It's frustrating, and maybe they want more from the federal government.
The blame game is not appropriate now.
I agree with you. Well, I don't think so either. But what I'm saying is that there's a federal reserve of supplies, which was depleted. But there's also, and Trump says that dates back to the Obama administration. Believe that, whatever. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
but
I'm tired of the politics of this. What I want to know is why governors...
What I'm getting at is that there was a depleted federal supply and a depleted local supply. So Cuomo had the opportunity to buy these ventilators, and he passed it because he wanted to put the money into other programs. Same thing with Gavin Newsom in California. And that the states are actually responsible here, too.
So you're going to let people die because you didn't like it, that they didn't do what they were supposed to 5 years ago?
No, but what I'm saying is...
Well, I mean, that's what Kanye is saying.
No,
isn't
I'm
it?
Not. I'm saying
not you.
That
I'm saying that's kind of what Trump is saying. It's the
no,
if you don't,
he's
you
not.
Know.
Nobody's saying that. Everybody's
well,
just
look,
saying.
Well, he's no fan of Cuomo's, and
well,
so
but that's
yeah,
beyond.
But they've been,
that,
but they've been working
that stuff
very
now.
Well together. Yeah,
yeah.
No,
it's
I think he also made some snide comments during that town hall on Fox News, though, about Cuomo. So I don't know. I look, we
like,
know that Trump is not
frustration.
He's not above being petty about stuff like that. Well, but I think the problem, though, is that Governor Cuomo has said, look, we're not asking to keep these ventilators. New York is ahead of the curve with a lot over a lot of other
states.
So he's saying, look, the average person, I watched his press conference yesterday, which really broke it down, and I thought it was wonderful. The average person who goes into a hospital with any type of respiratory illness is on a ventilator 3 to 4 days. If you have the coronavirus, the average is 20 to 30 days people are on a ventilator. So what he's saying is we need more ventilators because people are on them a lot longer. And right. So normally we would have enough, but now when you increase the number of people and the amount of time that one person needs to be on a ventilator, that's where we're in the weeds. He's saying if you give us the stockpile, we will then send them to other states.
But see, what I'm getting I'm getting at here is the federal government has moved some ventilators into New York. I think there's going to be more. But I think everybody's frustrated right now, and no one could have prepared for what was going to happen here. And
the states
found themselves with their pants down, and the federal government, to some extent, has found themselves in the same situation. So that's why I think the blame game is inappropriate.
Ridiculous waste of time. The last question I have here is about this ad that's been run by some Democratic group that's taken shots at Trump. Who in their right mind, under the circumstances here, is going to be that political to waste that much time? We've got to get beyond the politics, folks, so this is never going to get solved. We're going to drown in our own blood here with this foolishness going on between the two parties. Nonsense. This is the time to march your way to good health by getting your weight to its optimum. The right number for you, you can figure it out. The body mass index, you can go online, figure out where you're supposed to be. But if you're not feeling well, and you need to be feeling well through all this, you need all your defenses to be working in tip-top shape. And if you're too heavy, nothing's going to work right. It's very, very, very important for you to have the best health, lose the weight, find the help at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for that spring order special and for free shipping. DJV, the code at toploss.com. On the story list this week on the countdown, there's a minor blip at number 10 on climate discussion, but I don't know if anybody's had that conversation, so I'm making the list complete. But at number 9, we get into the nitty-gritty of the virus, celebrities who have it, who've died from it. Number 8, the Defense Production Act. Number 7, the increase in scams, amazing things that people are falling for. Please be careful. Number 6, the relationship we have with China, or China's relationship with the rest of the world, in fact. G20 summit, etc. Who's going to be held responsible for all of this? Number 5 is physical distancing. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, our health care system and whether it works or doesn't. Number 2, the stimulus deal. And number 1, the economy and the number of people who are filing for unemployment. That's the story list this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara here on the overview, this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220. Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Every week, Talkers Magazine comes up with a list of the stories and the people. This is the people list for the week of March 23rd, starting at number 10 with James Dyson. His company is manufacturing ways to keep the air cleaner. Good for him. Number 9, a list of celebrities that have the coronavirus. Number 8, the president of China. Number 7, a president of Mexico. Number 6, Rand Paul. Number 5, Democratic candidates Biden and Bernie. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo. Interesting to see how he keeps his face in the political circle. Mitch McConnell is at 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2, and as you might expect, Donald Trump, president, is number 1. That's the list. It's really very interesting to see how it tightens up as we get to the top, doesn't it? It's pretty much, well, Fauci's new on the scene, but certainly an important face and voice. That's it, the important faces and voices, the people list. From Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bodd. Join me May 15th, 2020 at 12 o'clock p.m. in the Reading Rodeo Grounds in Reading, California. Chicks and Chaps will be conducting their annual fundraiser to benefit local individuals impacted by breast cancer. The event will be emceed by yours truly with guest speaker Lynn Fritz, licensed marriage and family therapist. Limited to 100 tickets, which are available through Facebook at Chicks and Chaps Reading or through ReadingRodeo.com. Think pink and see you there.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. When I say we, for us, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here, starting at number 5, going to number 1, the online toilet paper calculator. Da 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 da.
Yeah, well, toilet paper is the hottest commodity right now in the United States. The rest of Europe and my family has contacted me. They're like, what's with the toilet paper thing? I'm like, I don't know. But people have been hoarding it, and a lot of people are unsure how long their supply will last. And so two software developers who are students in London, they created a website called howmuchtoiletpaper.com. And this will actually calculate how much toilet paper you have and how long this stash will last. will last you. And it's free to use, and the layout is very simple. You just enter how many rolls of toilet paper you have in your stash, and how many times a day you you visit the bathroom, and how many people live in your house, and it will give you the answer to how long your stash will last. So it's one of those, it's one of these quirky little weird websites that popped up, but a lot of people are using it, and they've had like millions of views now of this website because people are that concerned how long the toilet paper is going to last. So you can go and check it out for free. It's howmuchtoiletpaper.com.
There's, meanwhile, there are restaurants, some restaurants are, when you get takeout, they are giving you the takeout plus a roll of toilet paper.
Right, which is not normally a good sign, but, you know,
no.
Hey,
right.
Nowadays everything's different.
Number four, Best Buy and the way they're doing business these days.
Best Buy has seen, there are certain businesses have done very, very well during this pandemic, and Best Buy is one of them. You can, with all the Apple stores closed down, a lot of people have been buying Apple products, having Apple products repaired at Best Buy with the Geek Squad, and so Best Buy is staying open, but now they have closed the actual stores to anyone on the outside world.
So
essentially, it's
just...
your
iPhone, you drop it off, and then...
You drop it off at the curbside. Everything is curbside, so you can plan in advance.
So there's somebody outside each of the Best Buys, and you say, hey,
yep,
this doesn't work right. And
yep, and they will approach your car, and they will most likely have a mask and gloves on, and at least they'll definitely have gloves. And so they will take your product, they'll take it in, repair it, you pick it up whenever it's ready. This goes the same thing with if you order new products, you just go onto the Best Buy app, buy whatever you want, and then you pick it up curbside. So the only thing that they're not doing now, if you order things like refrigerators, which a lot of people are doing, they're ordering a second refrigerator to stock up on frozen food. The only thing is they now say they will not bring it into your home. They will bring it to your front door. So make sure you have a friend around if you are ordering a large appliance from Best Buy.
Right. Number three is a new plan from T-Mobile.
Yeah, T-Mobile launched their new Connect plan early this week, they weren't supposed to launch it yet, but because of what's going on with the coronavirus, they decided to launch this plan early. It is a prepaid package, it is 2 gigs of data, and it's only $15 a month. For anyone who is recently has been laid off, we know, you know, over 3 million people filed for unemployment this week alone, so we know a lot of people are hurting right now, and we have to stay connected. People still need a phone. They need some access to the internet, and this is a great way to do it. 2 gigs is not going to be a lot of storage and data, but $15 a month to stay connected to your friends and family is a really, really good deal. It is prepaid, so that means you don't have to there's no contract, and you will not be billed every month. You pay for it on the front end, and then once your data is up, then the phone shuts off. But it is a really good deal, and there is video streaming available on the Connect plan. It's a lower resolution. I don't think people who are really looking for a budget plan like this are really that concerned about the resolution of streaming, but just so you are aware, it is a much lower resolution. Metro by T-Mobile is also a new plan that they've offered, a $35 a month hotspot plan, and that's 20 gigs of data, and so that's also a really great deal. In addition, Metro is offering a free 8-inch tablet for new or current customers. So lots of stuff happening with T-Mobile.
All right, we quickly mentioned CBS All Access. Free one-month trial at number two. Yeah.
Yep. This is a great deal. CBS All Access is giving one whole month of a free trial of their app. And if you go between now and April 23rd, sign up, use the code GIFT, G-I-F-T, and then you'll get a whole month of CBS All Access streaming.
All right, what's Verizon giving to all their mobile customers? That's number one.
Yeah, Verizon has basically automatically added 15 gigs of high-speed data to every single wireless plan. You don't need to do anything if you are a wireless customer with Verizon. You automatically have an extra 15 gigs, which is really helpful at a time where everyone's at home, homeschooling, home working, things like that. It's a great deal.
All right, and this is a great deal, too. You got a summary of what's going on in the world of technology as it applies to most of us commoners, thanks to the work of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump is extending the nation's social distancing guidelines until the end of April, citing the need for Americans to stay at home and avoid public gatherings for several additional weeks in response to the rising number of confirmed COVID-19 cases and deaths. The president last week expressed hope the country could reopen by Easter, but now says the peak death rate could be 2 weeks away, and he's optimistic the U.S. could be recovering by June 1st. Meanwhile, the president says testing's begun on a drug that has in the past been used to treat malaria.
The hydroxychloroquine is being administered to 1,100 patients, people in New York.
Mr. Trump says at the federal level, there's no letting up in the coronavirus battle.
We're unleashing every tool in our nation's vast arsenal, economic, medical, if you look, medical and scientific, military, homeland security, is working very, very hard with all of them in order to vanquish the virus.
The president, though, is lashing out at hospitals for hoarding.
With ventilators in short supply during the coronavirus pandemic, the president says some hospitals are hoarding the devices.
They are holding ventilators. They don't want to let them up. We need them for certain areas where there's big problems.
Mr. Trump did not cite any evidence or single out particular medical facilities, but said hospitals in low-risk areas must release their ventilators. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hundreds of people in Louisiana attended worship services at their church in defiance of the state's ban on gatherings due to COVID-19. An estimated 500 people of all ages filed into the Life Tabernacle Church today outside Baton Rouge. The service came a day after New Orleans police broke up what they described as a funeral repast that had about 100 people in attendance. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison implementing new measures against the coronavirus down under, reducing the number of people who can gather.
I should stress that that 10-person limit, that is enforceable now in most states and territories and can carry very significant on-the-spot fines. That advice has now been strengthened to say that it should be reduced to 2 persons. In public spaces and other areas of gathering.
Morrison said the reduction in the maximum size of public gatherings had come after the latest advice from medical experts to slow the spread of the virus. It does not apply to families. But he also had some advice for the Australia's elderly. Stay at home.
This is strong advice that people aged 70 and over should stay at home and self-isolate for their own protection.
Morrison announced the new measures on Sunday. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The price at the pump continues to drop due to travel restrictions and businesses closed, averaging about $2.16 a gallon nationwide. And while it might seem good for us consumers, fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the crash in demand could knock some retailers out of business.
It may be that gasoline demand will stay hibernating in quarantine, as it were, for far longer than even a successful gasoline station can survive. And U.S. refiners are in trouble as well, even with the crude oil price discounts they have received.
Lundberg found in her survey of cities that the lowest price, Tulsa, at $1.60 a gallon, highest price in Honolulu, $3.34. Other cities to note, she said, Long Island, New York at $2.29, Los Angeles at $3.10. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Around your vehicle, always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of March the 23rd to the 27th. Last full week of March. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harris, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, where you can find the list of all these stories and the people. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the big news of the week from the world of News Talk Radio. And there are a lot of things going on that affect the business of News Talk Radio. But also our main mission here and on the air, News Talk Radio, is to go through the issues, the stories that have made it. And the number 10 to number 1 stories listed here, Michael's going to go through, and the people list as well. So I guess that's as we normally get started with that, Michael. Why don't we do the same? Let's be, even if there's nothing else normal, let's make that normal anyway.
Yeah, well, not much is normal in terms of this whole thing. But the coronavirus just seems to be dominating conversation on every single level. And are you able to hear me okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, great.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, the technology of radio is going
to
be.
I want to talk about that a little bit after we go through this. Yeah.
All right. At number 10, we have an issue that isn't really related to the coronavirus, the Great Barrier Reef bleaching and climate change. At number 9, celebrities with coronavirus, and that list just gets larger and larger and longer every day. Just found out Boris Johnson was diagnosed with it. At number 8, Defense Production Act, discussion about that wartime process to give the president power. At number 7, a marked increase in scams. There are scams everywhere surrounding this thing. At number 6, foreign affairs and U.S.-China relations. At number 5, social distance distancing and cultural changes. At number four, the presidential race and politics. If you recall, we have a presidential race going on. Amazing how it's amazing. But you can be sure it'll be back. At number three, the health care system. At number two, the stimulus deal and financial markets. And number one, the economy versus lives issue. And the people, we have James Dyson at number 10, number 9, Tom Hanks, Prince Charles, Idris Elba, and now more names. That's a crazy number 9 is basically celebrities. At number 8, Xi Jinping. At number 7, Jair Bolsonaro. He's the Brazilian president. And Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador in Mexico. Rand Paul at number 6. Number 5, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. Number 3, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Number 1, Donald Trump. It's all very fluid and unstable from minute to minute in terms of the conversation.
So do you know anybody, any resident of where you are in Florida or elsewhere who has passed because of the coronavirus?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't even know anybody who has it.
Hmm. Well,
or that knows they have it.
Yeah, there you go.
But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that as an indication of how serious I think it is. In other words, I'm not saying I don't know anyone who has it, therefore it doesn't exist.
No, I didn't take it that way. But
well, some people do. Some people do.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
But
right.
I do not know anybody personally that has it. Do you?
I thought I had it. Frankly, I had signs of it earlier in the week, but they were psychosomatic, as it turned out. My grandson was exposed to a youngster at school who had it, and as soon as my daughter told me that he had it, because I spent so much time with him, I started feeling run down. I had runny nose. I had some of the other signs of the coronavirus. And I just traveled across the country. Maybe that's how I got it. I was checked out. But what really set me free was when my daughter called and said the doctor, after he'd had a test, said that Miles did not have the virus. And therefore, and it was like a load being lifted off my shoulder. The point of me telling you that story is because I think a lot of people, because just of the glut of information, misinformation, that people think they may have it, or they go off the deep end thinking that they have it and they don't. The other side of that is to be cavalier, not pay attention to personal distancing or physical distancing, which is extraordinarily more than irresponsible. It's criminal, because the stuff is as contagious as it is, and it is spreading. Look at your native New York City. What a mess.
Yes, what a mess. It's really scary. I know a number of people who have escaped from New York, and it reminds me of that old movie, Escape from New York. Yeah, and they got out, and thank goodness they did. New York is New York's a dangerous place to be in terms of bugs, germs, rats, and other vermin, even when things are good. You know, the population.
That's not to mention the two-legged vermin that are wandering around.
Well, it's a paradigm that is for another day and another time. I think most urban areas are unfunctional in terms of traffic, in terms of congestion, in terms of transients, in terms of germs. You touch things. You sit on benches. You hang on to bars in the subway. You get on elevators, escalators. You're constantly coming in contact with the bacterial remnants of thousands and millions of people. It's disgusting.
You want to hear what a futurist told me this week?
Hang on to that point. Hang on to that point 1 second.
Okay.
Let's not forget that. I want to comment on your psychosomatic conversation.
Okay, please.
There is a thing, you know, the phantom virus. And people are, you know, subject to being freaked out by this type of thing and suddenly thinking, oh, my gosh, I got it. This is a common syndrome. A lot of it is due to breathing bad air by being cooped up in air conditioning or in apartments, condos, houses, not getting out. But a lot of it is just the imagination. And there are other people do get colds, you know, you do get a sniffle. So people are freaking out about, you know, do I have it? And every little ache and pain. Tell me about your futurist.
Well, there were two things that came out of the conversation. I was trying to get this person on the air, and I wasn't successful, but I did have a conversation with him. And he said there were two things that were going to, perhaps three, that as far as that when the drama is all over, first of all, he thinks this thing may play through the summer, depending on where you are in the country. The end of April may see a relief in certain areas, but it could be August before really there's an all-clear sign. And in this next 4 or 5 months, we have a great opportunity, he said, to eliminate the problems, a lot of the pollution problems that we have. The air already is noticeably cleaner over much of the planet. Satellites are verifying that. People, even though they have a dependency on their jobs, this is going to prove and create much more entrepreneurialism. The era of the big, big business is over. This guy says that big companies, careless companies, are giving way or will give way to smaller entities in almost every field, smaller businesses. And I thought that was pretty interesting to understand. And when you look, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, the ones that are lumbering along, we call this a bear market. They're lumbering like a big bear. They're trying to hold on. They want this bailout and that bailout. It doesn't make sense anymore. The world is going to change socially in that people are not wanting to stay in the big cities because they're going to see how dangerous it is to live in a big city. So the movement away from big cities, we've had in the last 20 years a movement into the city and then sort of out of the city, and this will, because of the, the impact of being able to telecommute, to work from home, big companies, if they do exist, are going to cut costs by cutting office space because they won't need it. They figured out with at least 20 to 30% of the staff, they can function properly at home. So why do they have to pay for office space?
Yeah, well, back in the early 2000s, there was still the feeling that people had to be supervised, that managers wanted to have control over people. Plus, there was the corporate ego and prestige of having a big space a downtown area. We've got to be where the action is, where all the other companies with our business-to-business relationships, can all be together in a center. But your futurist friend is not only right, he or she is not the only one saying this.
No.
This is a paradigm shift, the decentralization of cities and corporations, that old thing we have come to learn to love and hate called the cubicle farm, where you have all these people sitting in their cubicles.
Yeah. Old mice running around.
Right. Show up at 8:30 or you lose your job. Yeah. That, I think, is over. Companies will see they can save a lot of money. And people are more responsible working from home today than they were 15, 20 years ago. People used to say, if I was home, I'll be eating all day, watching soap operas. I won't get my work done. People are working.
And you get fired.
well, what's happening is that there's minute-to-minute accountability in the business world. And enlightened managers are judging their workers on productivity, not on
results,
being at your desk.
Yeah, right. And this is worth a comment as well, because we are so much a part. You've noticed that things have changed. You've been writing articles about this in Talkers Magazine that you can get at talkers.com. The difference in listenership, news talk radio listenership, is huge now. Podcasting, we are in a... It's the same in radio and television. Look at how these big companies have monopolized television. What you see and the like, think, and not, that people are seeing through that, and they're PO'd about it.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt the radio industry is going through changes, and hopefully this coronavirus episode will help it toward having reinvention of some of its programming and a higher level of pertinence in society. Radio was considered, one of the big paradigms, one of the big icons of communications. If you go back to the 20th century, it was radio, television, movies, newspapers, books, magazines, and theater, you know, Broadway. Now, it's all changing. And audio media that comes under the heading of a show with a platform that you could consider to have some type of stationality, a cultural center, if you will, is something that I certainly would like to see preserved into the new digital era. And that's the biggest challenge facing our business.
Well said. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here, 20 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Talk Radio Countdown. Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth. TalkZone.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
One of the things that I want to focus on, we talk a lot about how life is changing. And one of the items that I wanted to bring to your attention as we spend more time at home is how companies are dealing, some companies, automobile manufacturers, Michael. But I notice our friend at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, has changed the production in his plant to provide masks for hospitals, no longer making pillows and the other things that are ancillary to his business at MyPillow.com, but instead they're producing and providing masks for hospitals all around the country. They still want to help you get the best rest of your life. Maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and your pillows. I was talking on the air this week about washing and drying my pillows, because that's what you can do. It's very important to keep your pillows, your entire bedroom and bathroom clean, clean, clean. Wash the towels, wash the sheets. You can wash the MyPillows, that's for sure. The duvet covers, all of that stuff needs to be washed and cleaned all the time. So if you want to know how you can get in, if you haven't got your MyPillow yet, go to Listener Specials, the radio Listener Specials at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. And by the way, Mike Lindell, I mentioned him before, has written a book about his rags to riches story. It's a pretty interesting book. You get that plus $25 gift card in your next purchase when you buy MyPillows or some of the other things that are in the sale. They have a company-wide BOGO sale going on now. Excuse me, buy one, get one free. Use the promo code DJV to order. You'll finance everything over $200 if you'd like. But the bottom line is you're going to be healthier if you're sleeping in a healthy environment. So get the new material, keep it fresh and clean, wash it all the time. Use the promo code DJV when you're checking out at MyPillow.com. So the business about being alone, the business about what we're doing with our lives and how life may change, that certainly is part of this. The business about what goes on overseas. The G20 met this week, and nobody really is reporting on what they're talking about, because it seems that they're talking about what to do about China, because China has brought, with its action or inaction, whether it was purposeful or careless, has brought the world economy to its knees. So these countries have gotten together on, they're doing what everybody else is doing, sort of telecommuting, if you will, and the anger that's directed toward the Chinese. And one wonders, you know, we've had stories here in America about people being disrespectful to Chinese people, the ignorance around that. It's not the Chinese people. It's the Chinese government. So how do
we... Yeah, it's very upsetting.
It is upsetting.
I have a lot of relationships with Chinese people, Chinese Americans, and know them well. And it's a serious issue. There are Chinese people living in America who've never been to China, who are being discriminated against.
Well, same as the Japanese internment during World War II. A lot of people...
It's a very similar thing.
Yeah.
But it's very important for people to understand, you know, when the president said he's calling it the Chinese virus, oh, it's racism. That's not racism.
Not at all.
It started in China. We called it the Wuhan coronavirus when it first started. None of us even knew what Wuhan was.
Right.
It's a city as big as New York. And it shows, you know, I have to be honest, I didn't know what Wuhan was.
No.
I thought maybe it's a town, you know, and it's the misinformation that's come with it, and all of the conspiracy theories that have a certain amount of connection to possible truth. You know, I'm being gentle here. The point is, it's the Communist Chinese Party, the Chinese Communist Party, that is the ones that there's nothing wrong with calling it the communist virus, because the American Chinese people are victims of this just as much as anybody else.
Yeah. But we've created it in a way, and so is the rest of the world, by buying so much stuff from China, giving them almost free rein in many product zones. So something certainly to be dealt with, that's for sure. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, 10 bucks, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now, another half hour of conversation with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week, the countdown of the top 10 stories, top 10 people. We've been through the list already, and now its impact on all of us, some of the items in there. Celebrities who have coronavirus, Tom Hanks, Prince Charles, Idris Elba, and this fellow who we all recognize, but nobody knows his name, named Blum, I believe, the actor, 69 years old, who was big in television, movies, on Broadway, very popular actor. As soon as you see his picture, you recognize him. He's become one of the victims of this. And we all know the victims. I guess the word victim and how we describe it, how we define it, Michael, the people who lose their lives or who get it, they're victims. But if you're losing your job because of this, you're a victim as well. Look at the numbers, and I'm not much for, you know, numbers themselves, but if you look at the unemployment numbers this week, that certainly is a story in and of itself, isn't it? That's part of number one.
The unemployment figures are off the charts, literally. We've never seen anything like this. So by and large, all of the channels of relief and dealing with this type of thing are just being overwhelmed. Overwhelmed. We don't know what the results of this are going to be. You know, if it was up to me, I would pass a law saying nobody should have to pay any bills, nobody should charge anybody anything.
Right. And the smart companies are doing that.
Just
you got
stop.
Another 3
yeah.
months? Yeah. The smart companies are doing that. I'm looking at the numbers here around the country, 148,000 here in Massachusetts where I am, 378,000 out of work in Pennsylvania. Surprisingly, in New York, it's only 80,000. In Michigan, 129. You look at these numbers, pretty stark, unless you go out to the Midwest where there are only 1,000 people who have lost their jobs in South Dakota, places like that. But the virus hasn't really even affected, but that's farmland.
Well, yeah, so, the virus has more impact where there are more people. The virus lives off of contagion by jumping from host to host.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it dies. And obviously, there are going to be less cases of it and the resulting unemployment in places like North Dakota than there is in Seattle or Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Boston. I mean,
that's
these are places,
those places will change. I think too much than anything else.
Yep. I don't believe this is the case, or they won't. Or everything will go right back to the way it was as soon as this is over, the way so many things do. There always is that possibility. I don't believe that's the case this time around.
Either. Well, look at how people are shopping differently. Instacart hires 300,000 shoppers to meet the demands, the surge in orders, people calling and saying, please go get me this. They use Uber and Lyft to get people, the Instacart shoppers, to the stores. They're all part-time employees. I think a lot of many more people would be contract employees, that kind of stuff. There's much more of that, and that'll change the way people get health insurance and the way people get, taken care of. The old ways of having a job and having health insurance and that sort of stuff, poof, out the window. And technology is on the front lines here. It's amazing.
No question. Yeah, technology, changes in technology make changes in sociology. Our entire social structure as human beings has always been directly influenced by our technology. And the changes in technology were already changing our sociology. But as I said earlier, I think in 10 weeks, 10 months, we're going to be 10 years ahead of where we would have been otherwise. Ahead meaning in terms of evolution. We'll be 10 years ahead as a result of all of this. World War II created changes in technology that forever changed life.
Yep.
The same thing is happening.
Well, that's
now.
Where the Internet came from, is the Army. Mm-hmm. They wanted to have connection. The interstate highway system came from the Army. Eisenhower wanted, they call it the Eisenhower interstate system, because he, being a veteran of war, saw how in Europe, the roadways connected people and made it easier to get supplies around. We didn't have that in America. So in the 50s, the interstate system exploded across. And then there was huge amounts of money being spent. Federal government, always everybody looks to the federal government. But at some point, one of the stories is going to be, how in the name of heaven are we going to pay all of this debt back? And the Chinese don't have any money, so who are we borrowing? Where are we getting this dough?
That's everybody. Well, I have zero comprehension of how that works.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I have no comprehension of what trillion or $2 trillion in debt means. I mean, you talk to different economists and you get different answers. I don't think anybody knows. I don't think anybody.
What really answers have you gotten?
Well, I've had answers that, you know, we're doomed. Or debt is just a...
Oh, hooray!
Yeah, yeah. What's going to happen? We're doomed! We're doomed! But also that debt is just a figment of our imagination.
A number on a piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah. And that... I mean, I've had people who advised me in my life, be in debt. Debt is good. It gives you motivation to work harder. You know?
Oh, that's true. There's a truth to that.
Yeah. I mean, there's all ways of looking at it, but I don't think any... Look, all economists, they become very smart after the fact. Well, the reason that happened was because of confidence in the market. It really is a matter of emotion. The psychology and emotion of wealth, of what we consider to be goods, services, wealth, money, the symbol.
Freedom.
You know, money is a symbol. Money does not equate to wealth. You know, we believe that the dollars in our wallets have some type of wealth, and it's only based upon a social contract of how we trust each other and have belief in system. But I've always believed ultimately there's nobody driving the bus, and we're sort of like those birds you see in a big flock. You see thousands of birds, and all of a sudden, on a dime, they all switch and they go into a different direction. Like,
yeah.
How the hell did they do that?
That's amazing, isn't it?
Well, we as human beings are sort of like those birds in a flock. There's a force that we follow that nobody really is causing that to happen. When I used to do mornings in New York radio, and I drive in before the city came to life and the sun is coming up, and I go on the air at 6 o'clock, and then I'd see, you know, the garbage trucks coming and the people and the deliveries and the traffic coming in and all of this, thousands and thousands of people involved in their activities. Who's running this circus? Nobody. There's a collective consciousness that makes things happen. Back to the economy, it really operates through kind of almost a supernatural form of communication between human beings and how they feel.
To go back to what we were talking about earlier in terms of where this is going, I believe, my spiritual beliefs are that we have... that there certainly is a power greater than we are, whatever you call it, spirit, God, universal intelligence, whatever. There is something behind all of this, and I think that's part of what you see when Mother Nature protects herself, as in this circumstance. Mother Nature is tired of all of the plastic and all the pollution and all the things that are affecting her well-being. So this is a way, also, there are people who make a good argument that this is a way of correcting that, course correction. And then there are people who have kind of lost their ability because of all the devices to communicate with one another. And you see all the time now board games are being used that weren't used ever before. You get Christmas presents, you dig them out. Oh, wow. Look at this. We've never played this game. And so
there's a reason for it. Can you? I would rather, you know, take me out and shoot me than have to play one of those.
All right.
That's what I'm going to ask you.
What are you and Bernadette doing?
Nothing different than we ever do. Yeah. I sometimes, I've been known not to come out of my cave for 5-6 days in a row, even during good times. I'm a wired person. I live, you know, I'm into all this technology. I have many conversations all day long with people all around the world.
Yeah.
And to me, psychologically, you and I are in the same room right now talking. I don't need to look at you and smell you to be in communication.
I don't want to smell you.
It could be a very, very frightening experience. But I'll become like Howard Hughes. I'll have long fingernails.
All right. So I'm gonna spend 1 minute talking about you and me. You unearthed.
What do you think of me?
Video. This is really actually pretty compelling. I posted this. I don't know if you posted it. Sent it to me, I posted it on my Facebook, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. There's a video. It's about 90 minutes. It's a long one. But it was recorded on C-SPAN when Michael and I and a lady from Los Angeles who does. Who did talk radio there. She was quite good at it for us. Now runs a PR agency. Anyway, we all were interviewed by Brian Lamb on C-SPAN in 1992.
Journalist Roundtable.
And to look at us then, her name was Gail Hemingway. Carol
Hemingway.
To look at them, that video then, and to listen to us now, it really is, 28 years later, very interesting. So for those of you who follow this program, you want to listen to that video, you should post it to Talkers, too.
Well, it's so weird. Back when that video first I have about 36 shows on C-SPAN in their library. I did about 30, something like that. When we did that show back in 1992, and I remember seeing the video of it, I was horrified by what I looked like. I went, oh, my gosh. And now I look and I go, oh, my God.
He looked good then.
Look at how handsome I was.
Amazing, isn't it? People were teasing.
Well, don't you notice that with photos? Whenever you take a photo, you always say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how old I am.
That's me.
And then 6 months, a year, 2 years later, you look at it and go, wow, I look so young.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's called the second law of thermodynamics. Everything just falls. Everything turns to you-know-what in time.
Well, it is. People say I don't look any different now except for the brown hair versus the white hair. I don't know that that's true.
No, you've always been somewhat of a god. You have movie star looks.
Me,
I'm kind of a schlepper.
What's the name of that picture in the attic? Dorian's.
The picture of Dorian Gray.
Exactly.
Kurt Hatfield played that part in the movies, and that was a scary movie when it went down and the picture became all ugly.
Awful. Speaking of being ugly, this event that we're going through right now is going to make us much more conscious of our health, along with many other things. So I give to you this process that we've been talking about on my various programs for years from a company called Calitrin. It's the weight loss formula that has no stimulants in it, that has no drugs in it. So let's get healthy and stay healthy. This is the time to do it. Use Calitrin to lose the weight. The toploss.com website asks you for a code. Use DJV and get on the program to lose your weight and keep it off. Every week, Talkers Magazine comes up with a list of the stories and the people. This is the people list for the week of March 23rd, starting at number 10 with James Dyson. His company is manufacturing ways to keep the air cleaner. Good for him. Number 9, a list of celebrities that have the coronavirus. Number 8, the president of China. Number 7, president of Mexico. Number 6, Rand Paul. Number 5, Democratic candidates Biden and Bernie. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo. Interesting to see how he keeps his face in the political circle. Mitch McConnell is at 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2. And as you might expect, Donald Trump, president, is number 1. That's the list. It's really very interesting to see how it tightens up as we get to the top, doesn't it? It's pretty much, Fauci's new on the scene, but it's certainly an important face and voice. That's it, the important faces and voices, the people list. From Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. More and more, patients undergoing cancer treatment are finding things like massage and yoga to be helpful therapy.
If you think about what's going on when you're being treated for a difficult diagnosis like cancer, there's a lot of stress. Stress from the diagnosis, stress from the treatment, stress just from having your life upended. We know that stress does a lot of negative things. It suppresses immune function. It can slow wound healing. Those are two things we don't want to have happen while we're trying to treat somebody with cancer.
Dr. Brent Bowers says meditation, acupuncture, and aromatherapy may also be
helpful.
There's different aromas that can be used to improve your mood, help you relax, maybe sleep better. For people who are kind of wired for massage, the studies are really pretty much inescapable. Can reduce pain, can reduce tension, can reduce anxiety. So anything we can bring to the table that helps people relax can have a big impact, not to cure the cancer, but to be part of the overall approach.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. On the story list this week on the countdown, there's a minor blip at number 10 on climate discussion, but I don't know if anybody's had that conversation, so I'm making the list complete. But at number 9, we get into the nitty-gritty of the virus, celebrities who have it, who've died from it. Number 8, the Defense Production Act. Number 7, the increase in scams, amazing things that people are falling for. Please be careful. Number 6, the relationship we have with China, or China's relationship with the rest of the world, in fact. G20 summit, etc. Who's going to be held responsible for all of this? Number 5 is physical distancing. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, our health care system and whether it works or doesn't. Number 2, the stimulus deal. And number 1, the economy and the number of people who are filing for unemployment. That's the story list this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, Michael, the presidential race, number 4 this week on the countdown, 30 seconds on why we're not seeing much of Joe Biden.
Joe Biden makes occasional appearances on CNN and falls all over his tongue. He seems very bizarre. I think he's got cabin fever. Bernie's still hanging in there. And there's a movement afoot in the Democratic Party, and I'm taking it very seriously, to draft Andrew Cuomo as the Democratic nominee.
Really?
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of airtime. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's one of those people rising to the occasion, whether you like him or not. Sort of the way Giuliani did in New York after 9/11.
Right. I'd rather see Bloomberg, but then that's me. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at basspro.com and cabelas.com. Your adventure starts here.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Joining us now on the countdown is attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University in Boston, certainly an expert, and one of the things that I've called upon him to do from time to time, and more recently, because of his books on identity theft and scams, and because of his website, scamaside.com, he really is tuned in to the situation which we are finding ourselves in. Be wary of some of the COVID-19 cures that are on the market, people calling. There have been many emails sent out to people soliciting, okay, take this and you'll be fine. That's nonsense. So let's go through, starting not necessarily there, Steve, but let's go to the stimulus package that has been passed and people getting money. All right, you get a phone call from somebody. I have your check. Would you like me to cash it for you?
This is something the scammer is just are loving the coronavirus because there are so many scams involved with it. But this is going to be one of the big ones because you're talking about something that people have some idea about what's going on, and the government is going to be sending us checks. The amount of the checks will depend upon the level of your income. Your adjusted gross income as shown on your previous year's income tax return. If you haven't filed your 2019 return, it's not a concern. The IRS has extended the date. They'll look at your 2018. But here's the key information about that. And that is everyone who had filed a tax return or has a Social Security number will be eligible. And then depending the amount you get depends on the amount of your income. People under $75,000 for individuals and $150,000 for a couple filing jointly will get the full amount. You don't have to do anything. If you filed your income tax return and on your return you had any refund sent directly, wired directly to a bank, that's how the Treasury will send out your check. They will wire it directly into your account.
Same if you're on Medicare, if you're on
Social Security.
Social Security, that'll go right into the same bank, right?
Exactly. They've got that wired account number for you. On the other hand, if you have had your refund sent to you by mail, that's how it will be sent to you. But you do not have to do anything, and the government won't be contacting you. So you're going to start getting emails. You're going to start getting text messages. You start getting phone calls, and phone calls that look like they're coming from the IRS or the Treasury Department because scammers can spoof, they call it, a phone number to fool your caller ID and make it look like it is coming from the federal government. They'll be asking for fees. They'll asking for you to
unbelievable
fee. Yeah, either confirm your Social Security number. Bottom line is, every one of those contacts is a scam. You don't have to do anything.
Ignore them. And the same can be said. I mentioned the number of cures that are being sold as a way of people getting having hope, if you will. All right, I found this cure. I'm going to take it. Ignorance, you know what it is, and I say this, and I don't mean it to be positive because I am ashamed at the ignorance of my fellow countrymen. The amount, it's an epidemic. We've got an epidemic with the virus, but we also have an epidemic of ignorance in this country. The number of people who just don't have a clue.
Yeah, and right now it's preying on fear. And, you know, even where I've got some intelligent friends who forwarded to me an email that had been forwarded to them. In this case, it wasn't for some cure, but it was about how all the people who died took ibuprofen. And, you know, this is absolutely incorrect, and the scientific evidence isn't there. For when you're looking for good information, you've got to limit it to sources that you know. First-hand sources are good. Frankly, even though there's some good stuff in the media, I prefer to go directly. So for my information for this, it's real easy to go to the Centers for Disease Control, their website where they've got all kinds of terrific information, and or the World Health Organization. You know, actually, Russia is taking advantage of this, mostly in Eastern Europe right now, to sow dissension, and they're sending out misinformation regarding things like there were American training exercises, military training exercises in Eastern Europe. So Russia was sending out supposedly news reports indicating that the Americans coming in were spreading the coronavirus. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. You can't trust it.
All right. There's a word to the wise. Number 7 this week on the story list on the countdown from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. Be careful about all these scams. They're everywhere. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, law professor and advisor to us here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump's extended the voluntary national coronavirus shutdown for a month, bracing the nation for a grim death toll.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th.
At a White House news conference, President Trump said it was scientific models showing the potential death toll from COVID-19 that convinced him to extend the guidelines. Dr. Deborah Birx is the White House coronavirus response coordinator.
Between 80,000 and 160,000, maybe even potentially 200,000 people succumbing to this. That's with mitigation.
The president says the country just can't take the chance of a worst-case scenario. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president announced two potential breakthroughs in the ongoing fight against the coronavirus.
At a White House news conference, the president said the Food and Drug Administration is allowing a new experimental blood-related therapy involving plasma from COVID-19 survivors. He's also seeking FDA approval for a method of sterilizing and reusing masks to be used by medical workers.
We're trying to get a fast approval for the sterilization of masks. That would be a tremendous difference.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now it's cleanup time after a tornado ripped through the northeast part of Arkansas Saturday, injuring 6 people in the college town of Jonesboro. Local media coverage showed buildings missing walls, roofs ripped away. Fire Chief Kevin Miller said, though, there were no reported fatalities.
We're winding it down. We have just finished doing a primary and secondary search of all the areas that hit. We are finished and completed with our rescue operation, and now we are moving into a recovery and cleanup operation.
Forecasters with the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, had warned a severe weather outbreak was possible for much of the central U.S. Average price of a gallon of regular gas, according to the Lundberg survey, now $2.16 around the country. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine. Thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson writing to every household in the UK, urging people to stay home and follow the rules amid the coronavirus outbreak. Letter from Johnson, who's tested positive himself, warns Britons that things will get worse before they get better, as he urged people to stay indoors to slow the spread. British Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says it's unclear yet how long the virus lockdown might last.
As a result of the social distancing measures that the government has implemented, we hope that we can reduce the rate of infection. But at this stage, we just need to make sure that everyone observes those rules.
The letter, landing on 30 million doorsteps this week, will be accompanied by a leaflet spelling out the advice. Johnson says that, quote, the more we all follow the rules, the fewer lives will be lost, and the sooner that life in Britain and around the world can return to normal. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Louisiana's governor says his orders closing many businesses and keeping people home may well have to be extended past April 13th at a news conference outside New Orleans Convention Center, which is now set up as a medical center for treating coronavirus patients. Governor John Bel Edwards says the spike in cases in the state is worrisome.
We currently have the third most cases in the country of any state on a per capita basis, but we are number two on per capita deaths, and that's a very disappointing number. And we need to get off of the trajectory we're on right now.
New Orleans police chief says the department's received hundreds of complaints about gatherings. Edwards says it's grossly irresponsible of people.
If we're having to respond to people because they are not following our orders, then you really are causing more problems than you can imagine. So I'm appealing to everybody again today.
Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
For over 45 years, Clegg's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clegg's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clegg's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klitsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
For over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Zinging into another week. And the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, that's our job here in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my DJV colleagues Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is here. She's at the controls in our studio in Washington. We do the program. One of the sidelights of discussion on talk radio this week has been how many hosts are doing the programs from their homes. Well, we are the leaders in that. I've been doing my program for 30, the Good Morning, well, the old Good Day programs, all the morning shows that I've done that were syndicated started 32 years ago, and I was the first one to do them remotely, and now we have all the ladies who are on the program with me, and that's all done remotely. So we know how this is done, and a lot of people are finding out that it's not as easy as it seems. I was listening to KFI, Jennifer, and the midday hosts were trying to figure out how to work with each other when they can't see each other. And that is, that's part, yeah, it's part of the whole thing of getting it through. So anyway, that's part of the discussion this week, but certainly not the main part of it, but it is how we are working. I'm going to go through the stories and the people list, and we'll talk about them. We'll take them apart little by little. There's probably not too much that you don't know. We'll add some nuance to some of the issues that hopefully will bring you into a different place, maybe updating you on some of the things that are important or maybe things that you haven't heard. Story list starts at number 10. Again, this is research done by Talkers Magazine, listening to a lot of talk radio programs, hosts, consulting with them, talk radio stations. I don't understand where number 10 comes from because I haven't heard, and it's not a criticism. I just have heard nobody talk about the Great Barrier Reef and the bleaching that's going on there. I'm sorry, I just haven't.
I mean, that's certainly been a topic over the last, you know, year or so.
Yeah, it's been around.
But I just haven't heard of it about it this week.
No. All right, so number 9, the number of celebrities who have the coronavirus, who's around, who's passed, who's up, who's down. Number 8, excuse me, the Defense Production Act. We'll talk about that and give you some specifics. Increase in scams. Wow, you're not kidding. Number 7, foreign affairs, the China relationship, that sort of thing. You ladies, take the list with you. I'm going to have to cough. Victoria, Jennifer.
Aw.
he's got the coughs.
I don't actually have the list in front of me, Victoria, but I...
Where did we leave off? Let's see. What did we get to? Oh, the increase in scams is number 7. Number 6, foreign affairs.
Sure.
Yeah. U.S.-China relations, not great. Number 5, social distancing and cultural changes, huge. That should probably be a little further up the notch, I think. Number 4, presidential race, which we haven't really heard much about. Number 3,
healthcare
system.
But those weird shadow briefings from Joe Biden have started this week. He's started trying to do a little media.
He's got his home studio, I guess, now.
Yeah, right? I think people were criticizing him for disappearing through at least the initial part of this.
Not great when the first video comes that I saw him do and he's coughing. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope he's well.
And, by the way, coughing in his hand. Jake Tapper yelled at him for coughing in his hand.
Yeah. Number 3, healthcare system. Number 2, the stimulus deal in the financial markets. Huge, huge story. And number 1, the economy versus lives issue.
All right, good job. The people list. James Dyson. He's the guy that makes that's the Dyson vacuum cleaners they're making.
Dyson vacuums, yeah.
But they're now making,
That's a crazy good story.
Yeah.
I don't know if we actually talked about it on the DJV show this week, but that is a really great story, how quickly they were able to develop their own ventilator. And and now in Europe, I think
it makes sense because it's part of
15,000 of them or something.
Yeah, when you look at how some of the hygienic aspects to the new vacuum cleaners. They have these, so you don't get the pollution. You're not breathing it while you're vacuuming your house. They have these very good, the same as the airplanes and the new cars, too, as far as that's concerned. They all have these devices clean the air very well. So that's...
I'm encouraged. This is a tough time for everybody, of course. We're all changing our way of life. But I'm encouraged by how many companies have really stepped up. And we're hearing more and more great stories about people who are using their technology. Or, for instance, like Joann's Fabrics was handing out materials. You can start to sew your own masks and gowns to donate for people, which
that's
is...
That's what we're doing on the farm. We're making our own.
Yeah,
you get the stuff. Yeah.
You can make your own. Then there was a story about Harbor Freight donating all of their supplies, personal protection equipment to local hospitals in the communities that they serve. So there's just a lot of great examples of people coming together, and I think we should focus on that because it's really easy to just get isolated and lonely
Even Pornhub donated 50,000 masks along with a free premium subscription for first responders.
There you go. All right, just for first responders? You mean they're only going to get the deal?
I think the free premium subscription, yes.
Asking, come on.
It's okay. I'm pretty sure
Ruth has even weighed in on this too.
I'm pretty sure you can still see plenty on the website without having a premium subscription. So
what's Dr. Ruth saying?
She's saying that if you're single, a lot of people are in isolation and they're single. She said that she just warns that people need to be a little bit careful with cyber sex. So
why? What is that? What is the?
I don't know. Apparently, she is saying, you know, just be careful. I guess maybe of not getting addicted to it.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. I guess, you know, she said, hey, by all means, go for it, but, you know, just be very careful.
All right, now,
you guys
as long
hear
as
me silently cracking up in the background?
Because yeah. Kara's our single lady here. And
yeah. Okay, cyber sex. Next, I want to spend a minute, as long as we're talking about companies that are developing masks and some of the things, the devices that will be used to keep the air clean. One of the sponsors of this program is MyPillow. Most of you are familiar now because they've done heavy advertising the last couple of years. So when it comes to how they're running the factory, Mike Lindell decided to stop all production of MyPillow and all the other things that they make in the factory. And the production has been turned over to make masks for hospitals. If you didn't know that, that's what they've done. And again, we're sort of making reference to all these other people, these other companies that are doing the same thing, whether it's the hypoallergenic masks or it's the filters, whatever it is. Lots of people are going, as they well should, over the line to help out the cause. By the way, at MyPillow, they want to help you get the best rest of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time for an upgrade. Whether it's pillows, I've been talking this week about washing my pillows, drying them. That's what you do. My pillow is the only pillow in existence that you can wash and dry. The premium my pillows are part of the BOGO sale. Everything at the site is on sale. Buy one, get one free. And that includes certainly the pillows, the Suprema my pillows, Giza sheets, the towels, the roll-and-go pillows, duvet covers, Giza, all the stuff, the pillows, the neck pillows, actually. Those are kind of cool. You can get them all at half price. Go to Radio Listener Specials. That's the page at MyPillow.com where you can use the promo code DJV, and then you can check out as much as you want. And by the way, they'll help you finance. If you owe $200 with your order, you can pay for it over time. And when you order, you get a copy of Mike's book. And when you do that, your entire MyPillow order ships free. Plus, you get a $25 gift certificate for your next purchase. Mike's book, A Story of His Life, How He Went From Rags to Riches. Don't miss this opportunity to buy one and get one free on all the things in the MyPillow catalog. The BOGO sale, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
All right, moving along now with our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the last week of March, last full week of March 2020. I just wanted to expound a little on Dyson, James Dyson, and the ventilator, and what a good idea this is, and how well-founded this guy's company has been building lots of great devices for a long time. This is not an ad for them, but I think it does tell you what American ingenuity is all about, or ingenuity around the world, wherever it is. The company makes hand dryers and vacuum cleaners. And this is the kind of stuff that you may not have heard this week. So touting Dyson. And, yeah, there's a chuckle about Pornhub donating 50,000 masks to the first responders in New York. And they also get a free use of their website for duration of the pandemic?
I guess so.
Free. Nice.
Whatever it is, help yourself. So that's Local 94 in New York. Firefighters, if you're wondering, help yourself. Other names on the people list here. Did we do Tom Hanks? Or we didn't get beyond Dyson,
no.
Did we?
No.
Tom Hanks and the others. Well, the celebrities, it's worth a moment or two because of the celebrities who have the coronavirus, like Hanks and the Princeton, Idris Elba. The passing of Mr. Is it Blum? Is that how you pronounce his name? Blum?
I thought it was Bloom, but...
Bloom, I think it may be, yeah. Yeah, well-known character actor has died. And I don't know whether he was a smoker or not. I didn't get from the story whether that's what to kill him, he was compromised, but obviously at 69, he's pretty young. Number 8 on the people list is the premier or president of China, Xi. I don't respect
Xi
him.
Xi Jinping.
I don't care whether I pronounce his name right or not. let's see. Number 7, Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. He's the guy from...
President of Mexico.
Yeah, okay.
Don't ask Amy Klobuchar, but yeah.
I know.
Right.
She's still worried about it. Her husband has the coronavirus.
Really?
She's in the hospital, I think, right?
Is
yeah.
He?
Yeah.
Not number great. 6 is Rand Paul. Number 5, a tie between Biden and Bernie. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo. He's been very visible and with pretty good results, actually. Mitch McConnell tied with Nancy Pelosi at 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2, and Trump is number 1 on the list of people. So in a moment or two, we're going to go through some of the things, again, that may be ancillary to the stories and the people and things you may not have known, including what is the, as we get to the end of the week and think about next week, New York has been the epicenter. But that city may change. Well, New York is still going to have a problem for sure, a big problem. But now there's another problem brewing in another city, and we'll tell you about that as we continue here on this week's overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world with the DJV hosts. I'm Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
The new Michelin silicone plates last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlote shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced QuadTech 4-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts 2 times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at basspro.com and cabelas.com. Your adventure starts here.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now with our overview of the hot hits and News Talk Radio, the DJV Clan. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the epicenter of the, or at least the next one, New York City. With all, what's the number? Give us the numbers again, will you, Victoria, on
Well, the numbers are constantly changing, but we do know this, that more than 50% of the cases in the entire country are in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, the biggest concentration
is... So that's over 40,000.
Yeah. The biggest concentration is in what they call downstate. So that's the Manhattan, the five boroughs, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, the Bronx. That's where the real clusters are. And so Governor Cuomo has started shifting some of the patients who are not who can be transported. They're going to try to offset and move some of the patients to upstate New York hospitals, which are right now not overburdened at all. But so many hospitals in the five boroughs are just in really, really bad shape in terms of supplies. There are pictures of doctors wearing hefty trash bags in place of gowns because there aren't supplies, and they're wearing masks that are supposed to be one per patient, and they're just having to use them and reuse them and re-sanitize them now. It's a mess. It really is.
Yep. And they're saying 56% of the cases are actually linked back to New York. So even the ones that are outside of New York State, New York City, that they're actually, they have links back to New York.
Yep. All right. So what's going on in Los Angeles, the other side of the country, the other big city? There doesn't seem to be as much action in Chicago, it would seem. I haven't seen a lot of focus on Chicago as much as the other two big cities. So L.A. is spread out more. People can have their space more easily than New York. But there still are plenty of cases there, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, there are still a lot of cases.
Well, let me ask it. Let me put this spin on it. The immigration situation, which has come to pretty much a complete standstill. What about the not custody fight so much, but the giving of help to people that are in the camps?
Even the president is saying we need to know who has it and who doesn't. So it doesn't. Your immigration status does not matter if you go into a hospital to seek treatment. I think with something like this, everybody needs to know. Why would you send people home to die? I don't think that that's who we are. So I don't think that necessarily we can make that an issue right now. But the issue for California has been what to do with the homeless people, because the government officials here are very concerned that this is a community with over 160,000 people who are homeless in the state, probably more, because I don't believe those counts.
Are more of them dying? More homeless dying.
I don't think we even know how many have.
Yeah, not
the
we
disease,
don't
right.
We don't know, and not at this point. I don't think anybody knows exactly, but they're worried that this is a place because they're just not clean. They're not washing their hands, and it could be a place that would really sweep through. So they're actually using hotels now. They're getting hotels that are closed down, and they're putting homeless people in those rooms, almost essentially in like a quarantine.
Who wants to go into those rooms after they reopen those?
Exactly my point. But
ding,
they're
ding,
trying
ding,
to figure
ding,
out
ding.
Where to put them, and that's the best option at this point.
In New York, they have all the hotels are actually a lot of hotels have opened up for first responders and nurses and doctors.
They're doing that too.
Want to sort of, you know, they have to see the patients and go back and forth from the hospital, but they don't want to take it home to their families.
Right.
And so that's a wonderful thing that a lot of hotels, the Four Seasons and Yotel, and the list goes on and on. It kind of keeps building every day, which is great. And all those hotels have opened their doors to the healthcare professionals, which is so essential right now.
All right, so New Orleans looks like it's going to be the next epicenter if you see what's going on down there. Wow.
Mardi Gras.
Yep. The celebrations, how can you be so stupid? There are a lot of poor people.
Mardi Gras was kind of around the time when this really started to look like it was.
Yeah, but they're still congregating.
Here.
You can see people going to the bars on Bourbon Street still.
Well, Bourbon Street shut down now. That's totally
Yeah, but
shut
I'm
down.
Talking about earlier in the week and last week and when people should have known much better. It was still going on there. So look out if you're in Louisiana or traveling through. 28 past the hour on the overview of the News Talk Week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real, natural-looking hair back permanently. They're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ11 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. You wash it. You cut it. It's your own real naturally growing hair. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ11 to 85850. That's EASY11 to 85850.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The California Teachers Association is looking to add
transgender and binary youth to the students who can leave class without notifying parents for medical reasons. In other words, this means students can pursue gender transition without parents knowing about it. Permission slips are required to engage in extracurricular activities. But when it involves a student's health and well-being, folks, the CTA does not have the best interests of students at heart. In fact, it's their goal to push their agenda on vulnerable children. Please join PGI in prayer for parents and children impacted by this policy.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
She used to play hide and seek in your backyard. Now she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at basspro.com and cabelas.com. Your adventure starts here.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 34 at the hour, continuing with another half hour overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can see all of this at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, the list of the stories that they've researched this week, and the people on the list as well. The discussion at the G20 this week, the leaders have agreed to develop a plan of action. That's the biggest economies. I wonder how, I'd love to have been, don't you wonder what people are saying in the back room, a fly on the wall in the back room, when people are talking about China and how all this started and the problems. I would think there would be a move. If it were me and I were running this group, I'd be sending a bill to the Chinese government.
Here's our invoice.
Yeah, right. This is what you've done. You've destroyed the economy in the entire world. You have been completely irresponsible, or maybe pathetically enough, you started this because you wanted to start it. But at some point, the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that it's costing the companies, the countries, the individuals, the Chinese government is responsible. So are these people holding them? I haven't heard any discussion. Nobody has stood up and said, or pointed a finger and said, you guys caused this, you pay. Has anybody heard? I haven't heard.
I think we're not at that point yet, maybe, because people are in crisis. And so there are,
I think people would go nuts if somebody said that. If Trump came out and said, we're going to make the Chinese government pay, people would go crazy.
Why?
Because they don't even like that he calls it the China virus.
Well, but if you're holding them responsible, why would people not like that?
Because I just know how people backlash. I know what the media response to that would be.
The media, the general news media? In general, you keep saying, I think it's time somebody had some courage and stood up and said, okay, you guys.
Once we get through this, I think that it definitely. Well, here's the thing. The World Health Organization has not been allowed in China for how many years now? They've been banned. So we haven't had any. There have been no boots on the ground allowed in China to monitor anything. So I think the real discussion, and I would love to hand them an invoice, but I think the real discussion that might come from this is, okay, China, this is what happens when you don't allow anyone from the World Health Organization on your soil.
No, this is what happens. You want to do business with the rest of the world. You want to have a big share of the economy, the economic benefit of doing business with you. Well, if you don't come clean, if you don't fess up, we're going to isolate you.
Well, they're never going to fess up.
Look at what we do with,
what I'm saying,
the Iranians. We put all kinds of...
What have they fessed up to? Nothing. You know,
but they still have... They've paid to a certain extent. I just think that we need... It's not necessarily an eye for an eye, but there needs to be a responsibility quotient here.
Right.
And there hasn't
and I
been
agree
any
with
talk
that.
About
I
it
do.
At all.
I agree with that. I just think realistically what we might actually see happen is the World Health Organization will have more leverage to say, look, you gave us SARS. We've had all these issues. This is now another pandemic. We're not doing business with you anymore unless we're allowed in. And I think that's similar to the Iran nuclear deal, which we're no longer in. But I think in a similar fashion, that might be realistic.
Who's going to have
that might
the
be what we
cojones
see.
To do that? Who's going
to
be the first
G20.
To step up? Yeah. Tell the
I
Chinese.
I think the entire G20
we're
together.
We're not doing business with you. That's it. You're done.
That
we can
could
find
be what
other
they're talking about. The G20 has been getting together for these calls almost, at least, if not daily, almost every day to figure out what to
we
do.
We can't have
so
this happen again.
Nope.
This has decimated world economies. We can't.
Awful.
We cannot allow this to happen again.
Take years
and I agree
recovery.
With Jen. I'm sure this is what they're talking about with those daily calls.
Yeah. All right. The coronavirus back here at home is... transformed many of our businesses, many of our industries. The fast food industry, I didn't talk about this last week because I hadn't really had the full experience, but from a cultural point of view, I have not ever been one. If you listen to the DJV program, the stuff that I have talked about on the air over the years when it came to fast food wasn't very complimentary. And in fact, until a week ago, I'd never been in a McDonald's restaurant. Well, actually, literally, you can say I still have never been inside a McDonald's restaurant. But I ordered fish sandwiches at a couple of stops.
Oh, how was your McChum? Was it delicious?
I had lettuce, onion, and tomatoes with no tartar sauce and no cheese. It was okay. Actually, and I had a couple of invisible burgers or whatever they call them.
Invisible burgers?
Oh, I eat those all the time. I'm eating one right now.
That's what they serve on Wonder Woman's jet.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what I mean. And so that's, you know, but our lives, I guess I'm making the reference because this is, you know, where our industries, our food, everything about our lives is changing. Victoria, what's the number one thing in your life that's changed as a result of this?
Well, it's actually kind of a good thing because we're cooking every night instead of going out to restaurants.
And by the way, everybody who thinks it's all bad, there have been a lot of families that are spending more time together, stuff like that.
Well, there's actually a very high divorce rate right now.
Divorce rate.
So that's not a good thing.
Right. Yeah.
Dr. Ruth even said, she said, look, a lot of couples, if you have a good relationship, this is a great thing, and a lot of couples are reconnecting. If you don't have a great relationship, then this is headed right to divorce court.
Yeah. So what about you, Jennifer? What...
I would say I'm cooking more at home, number one. But I think just to come up with something new and creative, my commute time has completely disappeared. that's one of the silver linings of this is as I'm driving around because I'm deemed essential, apparently.
Yes, you are.
You know, it's easy. It's easy to get
Kara,
home. And
so Kara also has to drive in to the studio in Washington. What has changed most about your life?
Not much in my commute. I mean, maybe by like 2 minutes, but it's normally
you come
not.
In at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, there's not normally not too much traffic then anyway. There are positive things that have happened, but I feel like for me, it's
you're making sangria. That's a good thing.
I might make sangria. I haven't seen my family in like a month and a half, and I haven't really gotten to see any friends. I'm talking to them more because I'm talking to them on the phone, and I've video chatted with a bunch of
friends too. Yeah.
On one hand, it makes me even more grateful for my friends and family, but on the other hand, I really miss them. I'm very close with all of them, and it's been pretty tough to just have – I have roommates, but I'm not necessarily best friends with them, and it's been hard for me to isolate from my friends and family.
How do you live with somebody you're not really good friends with?
I mean, I'm friendly with them. But we don't sit and chat and hang out, and I don't reveal my deepest, darkest secrets. You know, when I'm stressed, I like to have someone that I really love to be able to talk to about it.
Where are your pals? You can tell us that stuff.
Okay. But you don't live with me.
Well, she does tell Jenny.
No, she doesn't tell me anything, but she does tell the two of you.
You go away during all the commercial breaks.
Okay. Speaking of going away, it appears, according to the stats here this week, looking at whether the social distancing has been effective or not, I guess I would ask the question, why are more men dying of the coronavirus than women? What is there about what men are doing that's different, less responsible, or what? Why is it that
I keep seeing that? The only thing that I've seen, and maybe you guys have seen something that I haven't, but I'm just reading about, you know, men take more risks, men drink and smoke more than women. Just,
they may not seek treatment as soon, too, which could be another thing.
I'm tough, I'm strong. Right.
Or it could just, I mean, there's a lot of things, like there are a lot of markers that are making a difference. A lot of people have said that this attacks people with type A blood more than those with type O. That doesn't mean everybody gets it. Doesn't mean, like, people like me that are women with type O blood are going to just get a free pass, but it's just markers of it.
By the way, and this is, we don't do the politics here of this, but I have no reason to stand up for Trump necessarily, because he can stand up for himself. But for the mayor of New Orleans to blame Trump, I can understand why the mayor of New York or the governor of New York would be PO'd at Trump because he pulled a plug, and I don't even understand that yet, why there aren't all the things that are needed in New York being sent to New York.
Well, that was New York's choice, actually, back in 2015. They had the opportunity to buy ventilators, and they did not. California had the same problem. So
this is 2020.
They're asking for federal help because they are out of those items. That's why you're seeing the shortage in New York State. The same thing happened in California, where they took budget items and they moved it away from a public health emergency and they put it into something else. And so the federal government's response and budget of those items is different than the state's response. And everybody is kind of needs to carry their own blame. It's frustrating, and maybe they want more from the federal government.
The blame game is not appropriate now.
I agree with you. Well, I don't think so either. But what I'm saying is that there's a Federal Reserve of supplies, which was depleted. But there's also, and Trump says that dates back to the Obama administration. Believe that, whatever. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah,
but
I'm tired of the politics of this. What I want to know is why governors.
What I'm getting at is that there was a depleted federal supply and a depleted local supply. So Cuomo had the opportunity to buy these ventilators, and he passed it because he wanted to put the money into other programs. Same thing with Gavin Newsom in California. And that the states are actually responsible here, too.
So you're going to let people die because you didn't like it, that they didn't do what they were supposed to 5 years ago?
But what I'm saying is...
Well, I mean, that's what kind of you're saying.
No, I'm not. I'm
not
saying
you.
A...
I'm saying that's kind of what Trump is saying. It's the
no,
you don't,
he's
you
not.
Know.
Nobody's saying that. Everybody's
well,
just
look,
saying.
He's no fan of Cuomo's, and
well,
so
but that's
yeah,
beyond.
But they've been working very well together.
Yeah,
no, I think he
also made some snide comments during that town hall on Fox News, though, about Cuomo. So I don't know. He's not above being petty about stuff like that.
Well,
but I think the problem, though, is that Governor Cuomo has said, look, we're not asking to keep these ventilators. New York is ahead of the curve with a lot over a lot of other states. So he's saying,
people.
Look, the average person, I watched his press conference yesterday, which really broke it down, and I thought it was wonderful. The average person who goes into a hospital with any type of respiratory illness is on a ventilator 3 to 4 days. If you have the coronavirus, the average is 20 to 30 days people are on a ventilator. So what he's saying is we need more ventilators because people are on them a lot longer. And
right.
So normally we would have enough, but now when you increase the number of people and the amount of time that one person needs to be on a ventilator, that's where we're in the weeds. He's saying if you get us the stockpile, we will then send them to other states.
But see, what I'm getting at here is the federal government has moved some ventilators into New York. I think there's going to be more. But I think everybody's frustrated right now, and no one could have prepared for what was going to happen here. And
the states
found themselves with their pants down, and the federal government, to some extent, has found themselves in the same situation. So that's why I think the blame game is inappropriate.
Ridiculous waste of time. The last question I have here is about this ad that's been run by some Democratic group that's taken shots at Trump. Who in their right mind, under the circumstances here, is going to be that political to waste that much time? We've got to get beyond the politics, folks, so this is never going to get solved. We're going to drown in our own blood here with this foolishness going on between the two parties. Nonsense. This is the time to march your way to good health by getting your weight to its optimum. The right number for you, you can figure it out. The body mass index, you can go online, figure out where you're supposed to be. But if you're not feeling well, and you need to be feeling well through all this, you need all your defenses to be working in tip-top shape. And if you're too heavy, nothing's going to work right. It's very, very, very important for you to have the best health, lose the weight, find the help at toploss.com. Use the code DJV for that spring order special and for free shipping. DJV, the code at toploss.com. On the story list this week on the countdown, there's a minor blip at number 10 on climate discussion, but I don't know if anybody's had that conversation, so I'm making the list complete. But at number 9, we get into the nitty-gritty of the virus, celebrities who have it, who've died from it. Number 8, the Defense Production Act. Number 7, the increase in scams. Amazing things that people are falling for. Please be careful. Number 6, the relationship we have with China, or China's relationship with the rest of the world, in fact. G20 summit, etc. Who's going to be held responsible for all of this? Number 5 is physical distancing. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, our health care system and whether it works or doesn't. Number 2, the stimulus deal. And number 1, the economy and the number of people who are filing for unemployment. That's the story list this week, courtesy of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara here on the overview, this week's overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220. That's 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Every week, Talkers Magazine comes up with a list of the stories and the people. This is the people list for the week of March 23rd, starting at number 10 with James Dyson. His company is manufacturing ways to keep the air cleaner. Good for him. Number 9, a list of celebrities that have the coronavirus. Number 8, the president of China. Number 7, president of Mexico. Number 6, Rand Paul. Number 5, Democratic candidates Biden and Bernie. Number 4, Andrew Cuomo. Interesting to see how he keeps his face in the political circle. Mitch McConnell is at 3. Dr. Fauci is number 2, and as you might expect, Donald Trump, president, is number 1. That's the list. It's really very interesting to see how it tightens up as we get to the top, doesn't it? It's pretty much, well, Fauci's new on the scene, but certainly an important face and voice. That's it, the important faces and voices, the people list. From Talkers, I'm Doug Steffen.
I want my own website, but I don't know where to start.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we'd make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. When I say we, for us, I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here, starting at number five, going to number one, the online toilet paper calculator. Da 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 da.
Yeah, well, toilet paper is the hottest commodity right now in the United States. The rest of Europe and my family has contacted me. They're like, what's with the toilet paper thing? I'm like, I don't know. But people have been hoarding it, and a lot of people are unsure how long their supply will last. And so two software developers who are students in London, they created a website called howmuchtoiletpaper.com. And this will actually calculate how much toilet paper you have and how long this stash will last you. And it's free to use, and the layout is very simple. You just enter how many rolls of toilet paper you have in your stash, and how many times a day you visit the bathroom, and how many people live in your house, and it will give you the answer to how long your stash will last. So it's one of these quirky little weird websites that popped up, but a lot of people are using it, and they've had like millions of views now of this website because people are that concerned how long the toilet paper is going to last. So you can go and check it out for free. It's howmuchtoiletpaper.com.
Meanwhile, there are restaurants. Some restaurants are, when you get takeout, they are giving you the takeout plus a roll of toilet paper.
Right, which is not normally a good sign, but you know,
right.
Nowadays everything's different.
Number four, Best Buy and the way they're doing business these days.
Best Buy has seen, there are certain businesses have done very, very well during this pandemic, and Best Buy is one of them. You can, with all the Apple stores closed down, a lot of people have been buying Apple products, having Apple products repaired at Best Buy with the Geek Squad, and so Best Buy is staying open, but now they have closed the actual stores to anyone on the outside world. So essentially, it's just...
So how do you get your iPhone, you drop it off, and then...
You drop it off at the curbside. Everything is curbside, so you can plan in advance.
So there's somebody outside each of the Best Buys, and you say, hey, this doesn't work right. And
and they will approach your car, and they will most likely have a mask and gloves on, and at least they'll definitely have gloves. And so they will take your product, they'll take it in, repair it, you pick it up whenever it's ready. This goes the same thing with if you order new products. You just go onto the Best Buy app, buy whatever you want, and then you pick it up curbside. So the only thing that they're not doing now, if you order things like refrigerators, which a lot of people are doing, they're ordering a second refrigerator to stock up on frozen food. The only thing is they now say they will not bring it into your home. They will bring it to your front door. So make sure you have a friend around if you are ordering a large appliance from Best Buy.
Right. Number three is a new plan from T-Mobile.
Yeah, T-Mobile launched their new Connect plan early this week, they weren't supposed to launch it yet, but because of what's going on with the coronavirus, they decided to launch this plan early. It is a prepaid package. It is 2 gigs of data, and it's only $15 a month. For anyone who has been laid off, we know, you know, over 3 million people filed for unemployment this week alone. So we know a lot of people are hurting right now, and we have to stay connected. People still need a phone. They need some access to the internet, and this is a great way to do it. 2 gigs is not going to be a lot of storage and data, but $15 a month to stay connected to your friends and family is a really, really good deal. It is prepaid, so that means you don't have to. There's no contract, and you will not be billed every month. You pay for it on the front end, and then once your data is up, then the phone shuts off. But it is a really good deal, and there is video streaming available on the Connect plan. It's a lower resolution. I don't think people who are really looking for a budget plan like this are really that concerned about the resolution of streaming, but just so you are aware, it is a much lower resolution. Metro by T-Mobile is also a new plan that they've offered, a $35 a month hotspot plan, and that's 20 gigs of data, and so that's also a really great deal. In addition, Metro is offering a free 8-inch tablet for new or current customers. So lots of stuff happening with T-Mobile.
All right, we quickly mentioned CBS All Access. Free one-month trial at number two, yeah?
Yep, this is a great deal. CBS All Access is giving one whole month of a free trial of their app. And if you go between now and April 23rd, sign up, use the code GIFT, G-I-F-T, and then you'll get a whole month of CBS All Access streaming.
All right, what's Verizon giving to all their mobile customers? That's number one.
Yeah, Verizon has basically automatically added 15 gigs of high-speed data to every single wireless plan. You don't need to do anything if you are a wireless customer with Verizon. You automatically have an extra 15 gigs, which is really helpful at a time where everyone's at home, homeschooling, home working, things like that. It's a great deal.
All right, and this is a great deal, too. You got a summary of what's going on in the world of technology as it applies to most of us commoners, thanks to the work of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The government's top infectious disease expert warns the coronavirus outbreak could kill up to 200,000 Americans.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. could see millions of COVID-19 cases and between 100,000 and 200,000 deaths.
I think it's entirely conceivable that if we do not mitigate to the extent that we're trying to do, that you could reach that number.
Faced with that projection, President Trump extended social distancing guidelines until the end of April to prevent spread of the virus. And Fauci calls that a
wise and prudent decision.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president says his administration's identified cases of hoarding of medical supplies and equipment by hospitals and medical professionals and calling on them to release to hard-hit areas. The president says in some cases they're in areas where they don't expect the virus to have a major impact. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is confident the economy will recover strongly by fall, even with the outbreak. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin says the rescue package recently signed by President Trump should help workers and companies get through the next 8 to 10 weeks.
The medical professionals will advise the president on the timing of where we are with the economy and with the medical issues. The president's number one objective is the health of American population, and we will do everything in our power to support the American economy during that period of time.
Before the Olympics were postponed, Japan appears to have had the coronavirus infection contained, but now Tokyo's cases are spiking, and the city's governor is requesting people to stay at home, even hinting at a possible hard lockdown. Asian shares opened lower as countries reported surging numbers of infections. Stocks fell in Tokyo and most other regional markets, but rose in Australia after the government there promised more stimulus. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Country singer and songwriter Jen Howard has died at the age of 91, according to the Grand Ole Opry.
I just could never see before loving you.
Jen Howard's greatest successes on the country charts were her songs with Bill Anderson, including For Loving You and If It's All the Same to You. Anderson writes on social media he rode a whole bunch of rivers together with Howard and none were ever dull. Howard also wrote the song It's All Over But the Crying for Kitty Wells and I Never Once Stopped Loving You for Connie Smith. Her 1987 autobiography, Sunshine and Shadow, was a bestseller. Howard posted recipes to her website every month, including for this April. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And country singer Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s with chart-topping rock-tinged singles such as Home and Pickup Man, also died. He was 61. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Gasoline prices dropped to a national average of $2.16 for a gallon of regular grade as people stop traveling because of the coronavirus pandemic and demand dries up.
Gasoline demand destruction is extreme. It's unknowable how much lower gasoline demand will be from this time last year or how long it will last, but it's going to be a steep enough drop-off in our gasoline demand because of this pandemic to keep cutting the price.
Average price of a gallon of regular gas, according to Trilby Lundberg, now 51 cents lower than we paid a year ago. She says the price has dropped to a low of $2.60 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Honolulu had the highest price of $3.34. Los Angeles came in at $3.10 a gallon. Seattle at $2.97. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta, wanting to spread the word to all North State first responders, police, fire, EMS, and dispatchers. We are bringing nationally certified Code 9 PTSD and suicide prevention training right here to Shasta County, starting March 24th at Simpson University. There are seminars for command staff, frontline first responders, or their families. We have paid so you can attend for free. Details and registration on our We Back the Blue Shasta Facebook page.
Start at Pear. Pear offers hosting plans that are perfect for someone who's just starting out.
But I'm not really tech savvy.
Not to worry. Pear has WordPress hosting packages.
What's WordPress?
It's web software that even a beginner can use to create a beautiful website.
So where do I start? Pear.com?
Pear.com. As in, we make a perfect pair.
Pear Networks Web Hosting. Tell your friends.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
All right, folks, we begin this time in the Wild West, and later we'll have the superhero character, the Blue Beetle. So listen now for Jack Mather as the Kid with Harry Lang as Pancho in Fire in the Night, an episode from April 9th, 1953.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Domino, the Cisco Kid. Now, the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Fire in the Night. A pyromaniac is a deadly menace to a community. Stealthily and usually by night, he sets fires for the sake of watching the flames lash and curl and destroy. Such a one was Milo Jenkins, banker and first citizen of Border City. By day, Jenkins made loans at a scandalous rate of interest, collected payments due, and dealt out financial advice meant to benefit himself. By night, he was as furtive and dangerous as a striking wolf. As our story opens, Slade Cummings and his daughter Jane are just leaving their little home on the outskirts of Border City. It is shortly after dark. Jane is nervous.
I have a feeling we should stay home tonight, Dad.
Oh, nonsense. Madisons are expecting us over for a social evening.
Oh, I know, but all these fires we've been having in town lately...
Well, fires break out in groups, daughter, and usually cause folks are careless. Now, come along. We're late now.
Well, all right, but I won't have an easy moment till we get home.
She'll be home sooner than she thinks, Baldy.
Why, yeah, she will, Milo. When she gets word this house of hers is going up in fire and smoke, she'll come on the run.
It's a good thing Slade didn't walk around this side of the house. Thought for a minute he was going to. Then I'd have had to kill him with this iron bar. Come on, Baldy. We'll cut her off at the back of the house.
Well, I can't quite see why you like these fires so much, Milo.
I told you. I love them to burn. There's something beautiful about it, Baldy. Yeah. Aside from that, I can buy up the property mighty cheap afterwards. And with more and more folks coming here from the east to build and settle, it gives me a nice profit. Yeah, right here will do.
What are you going to do when somebody finds you out, Milo?
They ain't going to find me out. And if you so much as give anybody a hint, Baldy, you know what's going to happen to you, don't you?
Oh, I ain't going to tell nobody.
They'll find your body in the river.
No, I don't see nothing, Milo. I don't hear nothing. I'm only your hired hand round your home.
See that you remember it. Give me that can of coal off.
Yeah.
Careful, careful. What? Careful about the noise, you fool. Now that bag of straw and shavings.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Straw and shavings can't make no noise, Milo, can it?
Shut up. I'm going to pour out these shavings. Yeah. Soak them down with coal oil. There. Go out to the corner of the house, Baldy. Make sure nobody's coming along the street.
Nobody's coming, boy.
She's caught. Look at her, Baldy. Ain't that lovely? Now, come on. We'll get out of here. The folks start together, and then we'll come back and help them try to put her out.
Cisco, Pancho thinks there may be a beautiful senorita in Border City.
I would not be surprised, Pancho.
Cisco, no a beautiful senorita in Border City?
No, Pancho, but I do not know anyone in Border City.
Pancho thinks Cisco got some reason for us to ride around Border City at night.
Si, amigo. I have a very good reason.
Huh?
Word came to us at Adobe City that many fires have broken out and destroyed homes in Border City of late.
Si, Pancho, remember.
Well, things like that interest me, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
I want to know why those fires have broken out. Someone may be setting them.
Who set these fires like this, Cisco?
Perhaps a pyromaniac, amigo.
A pyro who yak?
Pyromaniac.
Huh? What
one who sets fires for the joy of seeing them burn.
Oh?
So I just told you he... Santo, look, Pancho.
Time to see the sky get all red.
It's another fire. Let us go and help, Pancho.
Go, Lugo, help. Go, Lugo, go now, go!
Stopping that fire, Pancho. We'll do what we can.
Si, Cisco. And Pancho think that a nice house. Too bad for somebody.
Si, too bad, amigo. Come. Tell us how we can help, Senor Sheriff.
I guess there ain't much anybody can do, stranger. However, here's a bucket.
Gracias.
Here's a bucket for you. You get in line here.
Gracias.
Somebody go get Slade Cummins. Tell him his house is on fire.
Slade's on his way here!
Thunder, Sheriff. Who set this fire?
I don't know, Mr. Jenkins. She's a humdinger, though.
Can't you put a stop to this?
Sure would if I could find the coyote that's setting them.
Well, find him and string him up. Oh, look at her burn. Here, make room in that bucket line. You, let me get in there.
I will gladly make room, senor, but there's no room to make.
Just about enough room for Pancho's stomach.
Try the rear of the line, senor.
Milo Jenkins stays at the front. Give me your place.
This is no time to quarrel, senor, so if you
will... I said get out of here, and I...
Yes, Santo. Nobody would fight over a little thing like this.
Get out of my way or I'll pound you to a pulp.
Yeah.
I can't see a thing from back here.
Would have given you my place if you had asked me in a decent manner, but now I will not.
Hey! Quit it! What are you trying to start around here, stranger?
Just minding my own business, Sheriff, when this hombre insisted on taking my place.
He wanted to fight about it, Sheriff.
That hombre tell a big lie, Sheriff. Can't you see here the whole thing? Cisco mind his own business.
Cisco, huh?
See, Sheriff.
Well, I ain't sure we need your kind around here. Anyway, give Mr. Jenkins your place if he wants it.
Very well, sir.
Here, Slade!
Oh, look at that.
I knew we should have stayed home, Dad. I knew it. All my green things are in there. I can't let them burn.
Jane, come back here.
Hey, somebody stop her.
Matter me, Cisco, the senorita go in there, she cooks.
Si, I see her. Senorita, do not go to that house. Here, senorita.
Let me go. I can't let all my things burn.
Senorita, please.
Let me go, I say. I'm going in and get my things.
Then I will have to carry you away from that fire.
Put me down, you maverick.
You can cook and struggle all your life, senorita, but you are not going into that house.
Oh, I'm much obliged to you, stranger. Jane, come over here with me now. You must have been crazy to get into that house.
Pancho, let us go to the rear of the line. We may be of some use there.
Si, Cisco, some use there.
Hey, look out! Stand back! She's going to cave in!
There's no use trying to do any more, Pancho.
No.
Come, I'm going to talk to the sheriff.
Yes, Cisco, talk to the sheriff.
So you're sheriff.
Yeah? You know what you want, Cisco?
Have you reason to think someone is setting these fires?
I don't know. I've got no clues, if that's what you mean. Why?
Well, look, over there. Those are shavings. Unless the owner of this house left shavings around like that, there's a good chance someone brought them here to start that fire.
Does look that way, Cisco.
And Cisco know what he talk about, Sheriff. Cisco know everything.
Gracias, Pancho, but I do not know everything or even a small part of everything. I have had some experience with pyromaniacs, however.
Yeah, talk to Slade.
Pancho and I will gladly help you run down this pyromaniac if you wish our help.
I don't know. All I know about you, Cisco, is what I heard. And most of that ain't been good.
Pancho think it good when Cisco keep the senorita from going in the house, Sheriff.
Well, I got to admit that. But, I don't know. I'll think it over.
Very well. Pancho and I will return to our camp. Now, tomorrow we will call to see you again, Sheriff.
Hasta la vista. Hasta la vista.
Sheriff, I heard all that. There's the fellow who may be setting all these fires.
Who? Cisco?
Yeah, Cisco. He's a bad hombre, Sheriff. And if I was you, I'd go out to his camp and tell him to pack up and get out of this part of the country.
Well, I don't know if he's that bad, Mr. Jenkins.
He's bad all the way through.
I might put it a little stronger, Sheriff, and say I want him to leave this country. And I got considerable political weight around here, you know.
Yeah. All right, I'll ride out first thing in the morning.
That was a good breakfast, Pancho. Gracias.
Pancho liked to make the good breakfast, Cisco. Pancho liked to eat the good breakfast, too.
Sir, there is no doubt but what you did eat a good breakfast, amigo. I do not see how you do it.
Oh, it's easy, Cisco. And Pancho put the foods in the mouth and go gulp, gulp, and the foods go down.
See.
And then Pancho put in more and go gulp, gulp, and then some more and put and gulp and put and put.
See, that explains it very well, amigo.
Uh-huh.
But I think we should have saved some of that breakfast for we have a visitor.
Ah, the sheriff, Cisco.
Si. Yeah. Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
Buenos dias, señor sheriff.
You pack up and get, Cisco.
I thought you would say something like that, sheriff. Sit down and let us talk it over.
There's nothing to talk over. You and this partner of yours ain't the kind of people we want around here. Now get out.
Cisco don't like to be talked to that way, Sheriff.
In this case, I do not mind, for I suspect it is not the Sheriff talking, Pancho.
Not the Sheriff, Cisco? Pancho see the Sheriff talking.
I mean it is someone else talking through him.
Pancho not see nobody else. Ghost, Cisco?
No, not no? Ghost, Pancho. Now be quiet while the Sheriff and I talk.
Si, not the Sheriff.
Am I right about ghost. That, Sheriff?
It's got to be the
well,
Sheriff.
Well, no. I make my own decision, Cisco.
Can be a ghost.
That is good. But who is the hombre who demanded my place in the bucket line last night?
Well, that's Mr. Jenkins. He's our banker.
Looking back as Pancho and I rode away, I saw him talking with you and pointing after us. This is his idea, is it not, Sheriff? For Pancho and me to leave?
It don't make no difference whose idea it is, Cisco. If you come into Border City again, I'm going to arrest you on suspicion of starting them fires. Just understand that. I mean every word of it, too, Cisco.
Cisco not talk back much to the sheriff, Cisco.
No, I did not. It's very clear to me that the banker Jenkins ordered the sheriff to tell us to leave.
Uh-huh.
Which brings up the question, why does he want us to leave?
Well, he thinks Cisco the pyro who's he?
Perhaps. Uh-huh. Then again, perhaps not.
Perhaps not.
Pyromaniacs, Pancho, are found among all classes of people.
Is this so?
Even among bankers.
Oh.
Pyromaniacs have a habit of coming back to fight the fires they start.
Pancho, I think that makes much sense, Cisco. Start the fire so he can put it out.
They may feel a turn suspicion from them.
Uh-huh.
In any event, that is their habit.
See?
And the Senor Jenkins made a lot of fuss in demanding my place in line so that everyone would know he was there fighting the fire.
Uh-huh.
Come, Pancho, we will ride to Border City.
The sheriff say no, Cisco.
And I say see. I am very anxious to talk with the senor whose house burned down last night.
You're listening to The Adventures of the Cisco Kid. We'll be back with more after this.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Kriebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
And now let's get back to the second act of The Cisco Kid on When Radio Was.
Now back to The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Fire in the Night. Drawn to Border City by reports of many unexplained fires, Cisco's attention is fixed almost at once on banker Milo Jenkins. However, after a fire which destroyed the home of Slade Cummings and his daughter Jane, Cisco does not go to talk with the banker. Instead, he and Poncho are now riding up to a little shack several hundred yards beyond the remains of the Cummings home.
Now, this is the place where we were directed to, Poncho. Hold up, hold up.
Oh, loco, ho, loco, hold up. They're the senorita now, Cisco, in the yard.
Si, I see it, Poncho. Buenos dias, senorita.
Buenos dias, senorita.
Good morning. If you wish to see my father, he's at the banquet. Oh, you're the Cisco Kid.
Si, senorita. And this is mi compañero, Pancho.
Glad
hello,
to know you.
Pancho. I want to thank you, Cisco, for keeping me out of the house. I don't know what possessed me.
Anyone seeing his belongings being burned up like that is likely to do as you did, senorita. Please do not feel embarrassed.
Pancho in the house was catching on fire one time, senorita. And Pancho threw all the dishes out the window, and then Pancho ran out with a sofa pillow.
I know. People do crazy things at such a time. Oh, here comes Dad now.
You say he was at the bank, senorita?
Yes. Mr. Jenkins sent for him the first thing this morning. You have company, Dad. Cisco and Pancho.
Ah, yes. Oh, I see. Good morning.
Well,
wouldn't you all like to go in and sit down? It's just a shack, Cisco. We're living here for the time being.
I think it is very nice.
Let's sit down out here. It's pleasant.
Si, let us do that, senor.
Si, let us do that, senor.
If you'll excuse me, I'll keep on with my housework.
Surely, senorita.
Surely, senorita.
Well, what can I do for you, Cisco? After you saving Jane last night, I'll do most anything I can.
Think nothing of that, senor. I came here merely to ask you a few questions about these fires that are being set.
It's getting to the point where we've got to do something about them, Cisco. For the past week, there's been a fire every night.
You suspect no one?
Nope. Don't know anyone around here to do such a thing.
Senor Jenkins, the banker, enjoys fighting the fires, does he not?
Yes, he's at every one of them. Pitches right in and does all he can to help.
Is he there at the start of the fires?
I don't know about that, Cisco. Come to think of it, I guess he ain't. Shows up later on after most other people got there. Why?
Oh, nothing in particular, senor. Just a thought in passing.
Yeah, Milo's all right that way. In the bank, though, he drives a mighty hard bargain. Why, even now, with my house burned down, he offered me less than half of what the place is worth.
And you accepted his offer?
No, sir. He told me to think it over. Said he'd come around here in a little while to see if I'd change my mind. Well, by George, there he comes now. See him up the street? He ain't losing any time about getting here.
Pancho, get our horses around and back out of sight.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho almost asleep then. Come, Logo. Come, Diablo. Come with Pancho around the back of the house.
Do you mind if Pancho and I wait in the house, senor?
No, but...
Do not let Senor Jenkins know we are there. Talk with him out here.
I don't understand, Cisco.
Senor Cummings, this bank of yours will bear watching. I tell you that now very frankly. Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, come.
Your father gave us permission to wait in here, senorita.
Of course.
Just until the banker leaves.
What Pancho smells, senorita.
Those are donuts, Pancho. I just finished making them before you got here.
Donuts.
Pancho is not polite to look so hungry.
That's all right, Pancho. Come right out in the kitchen and you can have all the donuts you want. Will you have some, Cisco?
Gracias, senorita. Later, perhaps, if I may.
All right. Come on, Pancho.
All the donuts Pancho wants.
Well, Slade, what about it?
I ain't selling, Milo.
Guy, you're plumb crazy, not you. That property of yours ain't worth anything now.
Well, I'll be the judge of that.
You'd better sell to me, Slade. I warn you.
You warn me?
That's what I said. You won't get such a good price from anybody else.
Let me ask you something, Milo. How is it right after every one of those fires you show up trying to buy the property?
What are you trying to say?
I'm asking you. It's beginning to look a little strange to me.
Why, you little shrimp, I ain't taking that talk from anybody. Anything like that. See,
you want to fight, hombre? Take some on your own side.
I sure will. I'll fix you so you want it, leave town, Cisco.
As a matter of opinion, my opinion is not the same.
Give it to him, Cisco. Can't you help it? Can't you too busy with the donut?
I can get along by myself, amigo. Let us end this fight right now.
There, now pick yourself up, Henri, and get out of here.
You ain't heard the last of this, Cisco.
Fighting, huh? I warned you, Cisco. Now you and that other hombre come with me.
We are leaving town, Sheriff. We are leaving at once.
Devil!
What do you do then?
Do not fear. We are sick of this town and the fires and the people and everything else.
But Cisco, he could...
By tonight, we'll be miles away and we will never come back. Up, Devil, come on.
Pancho, I don't understand this, but... Up, Logo, never come back now. Never come back. Up now. But Cisco, Pancho, I don't understand why Cisco's so rude. Cisco not ever rude.
I had to be rude, Pancho. Huh? I had to let that Jenkins hombre think we were really leaving the town.
What for?
Because now that he thinks we are gone, he will probably try to set another fire tonight.
Where he set the fire tonight, Cisco?
I do not know for sure, but it would not surprise me if he set fire to the shack in which Senor Cummings and his daughter, the senorita, are living.
But we break the camp, Cisco.
See, just in case the sheriff or someone else rode out to see if I meant what I said.
Oh, now, Pancho, understand. Cisco wants the Jenkins hombre to set that fire.
I want him to try to set it, Pancho, so that we can catch him in the act. Then all these fires in Border City will be a thing of the past.
Yes, Pancho glad to get back. Pancho like those donuts.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Pancho. 14 donuts is too many.
Pancho could eat more, but Pancho would want to make a hog of Pancho, Cisco.
I'm glad you felt that way about it, amigo. But come, it's getting dark. We must ride back to Border City and that pyromaniac. Diablo,
yeah. Logo, that pyrohusiac. Go now, back you go, back, go.
All right, Baldy, it's good and dark now. It's late, too. You got the coal oil?
Why, I got it, boss, yeah.
Well, come on, then.
Most all is, you set them later than this, boss.
Yeah, most always I do.
Most everybody in town, they'll be in bed asleep.
I'm hoping Slade Cummins and that daughter of his will be asleep, too.
If they are, you're going to set fire to the shack, Mike?
That's what I'm going to do, Baldy.
But that'll burn them up.
I figure it will.
That's murder.
Shut up. Don't mention that word.
They'll be dead.
That's what I want them to be. Baldy, I'm going to rule this town. Everybody in it and anybody that crosses me from now on dies.
Well, I sure ain't going to cross you, boss.
You better not. Now keep your voice down. Here's the shack. Give me the shavings, Baldy.
Yeah. Here's the sack, Mellow.
Now the coal oil.
Here it is.
Now I'll light her up and watch her burn.
Hey, Jane, wake up!
Come on, Baldy, they're awake. Bless the luck.
Oh, no, you do not over here. Stay right here. Pancho, stand by that fire.
Pancho, stop.
Hey, let go. Baldy, jump up. Jump that critter.
All right, Milo, I'll jump.
Good point, Cisco. Impossible, I think that hombre jump anybody.
You ain't shoving me, Cisco. I'll kill you. You hear me? I'll kill you.
See, I hear you, hombre, but I do not agree with you.
Get your hands up. Hell will bless the goodies.
Un momento, Sheriff, and I will fly.
The more Cisco fight, the faster they go down, no?
Good thing I'm on watch tonight. Now, Cisco, I got you.
He was setting that fire, Sheriff. Me and Baldy caught him at it.
Why, you lying coyote?
I don't doubt it, Mr. Jenkins. Let me set this lantern down. Hold out your hand, Cisco. I'm putting these cuffs on you.
Hey, what are you doing, Sheriff?
I'm arresting a couple of scoundrels, Slade.
Well, you're arresting the wrong ones. I was sleeping just inside this wall. I woke up in time to hear Jenkins ask for the coal oil.
You're crazy, Slade. It was Cisco here.
No, it wasn't Cisco. You and Baldy called each other by name.
You sure about that, Slade?
You bet I'm sure.
What you got to say to that, Mr. Jenkins?
I got this to say. I'll kill that Cisco.
I'll do not think you will.
Cisco make the hombre go to sleep this time.
Yeah, I guess I better take them two in. Yeah, I never would have believed it. But here's my hand, Cisco, and I hope you and Pancho stay right here in town for good.
Well, how do things look to you in the light of day, Senorita?
Oh, very much better, Cisco. I really was frightened last night.
Oh, you had reason to be frightened. From now on, you will have no cause for worry.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Oh, gracias, Senorita, but I am far from wonderful.
If I want to think so, I will. And you can't stop me.
I'm not going to try to stop you. Pancho and I merely rode this way to say adios.
I know I can't persuade you to stay here in Border City.
No, I'm afraid not, Senorita. There are many other places we must visit. But sometime I hope to see you again.
But that may not be for a long time. So, until then...
See? Until then...
If you wish, you may kiss me. Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita...
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Cisco, see that conejo over there? That jackrabbit?
Si, I see the jackrabbit, Pancho.
That rabbit make Pancho think of a dog Pancho you once had.
The rabbit makes you think of a dog you once had?
Si.
Well, why is that, amigo?
Pancho's Uncle Jose once gave Pancho a dog to chase the rabbit.
Oh, a hunting dog, Pancho?
Si. And Pancho think he's a hunting dog, but Pancho find out he's a racing dog.
A racing dog, si. How did you find that out, Pancho?
And Pancho put the dog on the trail of the rabbit.
Si.
And the dog goes sniff, sniff, and then run like anything after the rabbit.
On the trail of the rabbit, you mean?
No, Pancho not mean on the trail of the rabbit, Cisco.
Well, then, what do you mean, amigo?
Pancho mean the last time he see the dog and the dog was 3 jumps ahead of the rabbit.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Fire in the Night from April 9, 1953. Around that same time over on television, Duncan Ronaldo and Leo Carrillo were starring as the Cisco Kid and Pancho. As to the movies, the Cisco Kid first came to the big screen in 1931, played by Warner Baxter. Then played multiple times by Cesar Romero, an American-born actor of Spanish and Cuban descent. Another Latino performer, Mexican-born Gilbert Roland, also spent time in the role. And before he was on that TV series that I just mentioned, Duncan Ronaldo also played the Cisco Kid in a few films. Although he was vague about his origin and nationality, it turns out Duncan Ronaldo was his stage name. The actor was actually from Romania. According to some online sources, he even ran into legal trouble. In 1933, Ronaldo was sentenced to federal prison and fined for falsely claiming American citizenship, faking a passport, and perjury. He was eventually pardoned, though, by U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt. How about that? I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, it's a radio version of the comic book superhero, the Blue Beetle, right after this break.
William Conrad stars as Matt Dillon in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Around Dodge City.
I heard about you there, Dillon. You've got quite a reputation.
I'm a lawman, Kircher, not a gunman. I don't care about my reputation.
I do.
You came here to kill me, huh?
That's what I came for, Dillon.
Gunsmoke, Around Dodge City, sells for $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15, plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DODGE33.
I don't want to hear your talk, Kircher. Let's get this over.
Get Gunsmoke, Around Dodge City today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code DODGE33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work. Huh.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spears app today.
Got a little cabin fever and want to get outside? An activity that's perfect for the outdoorsman is shed hunting, and I'll share more in just a moment.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLBR.
Shed hunting is when bucks drop their antlers and you try to find them. Now is a great time to get you and your family outside walking land looking for these treasures. Great places to search for sheds are food sources, deer trails, and south-facing hillsides where bucks like to bed. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. I'm Greg Bell, and it's pretty clear this next radio serial borrowed a lot from other popular programs of the time. Listen to the opening for The Blue Beetle, and you'll hear similarities to The Green Hornet. Even beyond the obvious, similar names, color plus insect. Instead of a crusading newspaper publisher named Britt Reed, it featured a cop, rookie patrolman Dan Garrett. Originally voiced by the oh-so-familiar Frank Lovejoy, he departed, though, after a few episodes. So I believe this is actor Sherlene Oliver in this broadcast, from July 12, 1940.
The Blue Beetle. Sweeping down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes
a mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is the second part of a story entitled Saved by a Hair. In the first part of the story, Patrolman Dan Garrett has taken on the investigation of the parole racket in an effort to save Jim Horton, the son of a friend of Mike Manigan, from a long term in jail. The body of Officer Joe Riley, investigating the kidnapping of Parole Commissioner Downey's daughter, Helen, has been tossed out of a fleeing sedan. The license number of the murder car leads to Gus Heinrichs, cafe owner. While questioning Heinrichs, Dan Garrett, in his Blue Beetle disguise, is temporarily stunned by a blow on the head. Nosey, one of Heinrichs' henchmen, has been sent to cover up the murder trail by running Heinrichs' sedan off a cliff into the sea at Lover's Leap. As the episode ended, Heinrichs was turning over to Officer Manigan the unconscious body of the Blue Beetle. As our story opens today, Manigan, still in Heinrichs' office, is questioning him about the murder sedan.
Now, what about this license number I have here?
I'm sure I don't know anything about it.
It's your number, ain't it?
Yeah, it's my number. But the license plate must have been stolen from my car.
Well, where is your car now?
In the garage, back of my office here.
Well, suppose we have a look.
Well, what about the Blue Beetle on the floor there?
Well, he's still unconscious. He'll stay there till we get back. I've handcuffed him to the radiator pipe.
All right, then this way. I have a passageway connecting with my private garage.
Well, go ahead, I'll follow you, but no monkey business.
So I'm unconscious, am I? I've just been playing possum. Now to burn these handcuffs off with my magic ray. There. Now to catch Nosey with Heinrich's other car, the murder car, before he runs it off Lover's Leap into the sea. I'll need that car for evidence. And maybe I can pick up the kidnap trail from Nosey. That looks like the murder car ahead. Only one man in it. It must be Nosey. Yes, he's turned off on the road to Lover's Leap. I'll have to step on it. Here we go. Ah, this motorcycle can certainly travel. All right, Nosey. Pull up.
Just wait. No motorcycle cop's going to stop me.
This is no motorcycle cop. It's the Blue Beetle, and he's going to nip.
Get off this running
border. Put on those brakes, quick. Or we'll both go over Lover's Leap together.
Maybe you're going, but not me, brother.
No, you don't. You're staying with me. Put on those brakes.
It's too late. We're headed right for the cliff. Let me out of here.
You're going where I go, Nosey. I hope you can swim, because here we go.
Manigan, I hope you're satisfied.
Not completely. I'll continue my investigations elsewhere.
Good. And don't forget to pick up the Blue Beetle in my office.
Oh, I'll pick him up all right. It'll sure be a feather in my cap.
Well, here we are at my office. You tell the DA I'm at his service to testify against the Blue Beetle any time
that you... Where is the Blue Beetle?
He's lying right there.
Yeah, but he ain't now. And here's me handcuffs burned right through.
This is serious. We've got to catch that thief.
Yes, but how? He's a slippery one, that Blue Beetle.
That's your job, Manigan. You'd better get busy or I'll report you to the commissioner for negligence. No wonder our city is overrun with crooks. What we need is better police protection.
You're listening to The Blue Beetle on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The restaurant's not even open. Not a problem with OpenTable, where you can make a reservation anytime, anywhere, problem-free. OpenTable's Joseph Assas tells us how it works.
In essence, OpenTable is a marketplace connecting diners to restaurants. So from a diner side, you just download the app or you go to the website. You don't have to sign up. You can just browse all the restaurants that we have available in your area or anywhere you travel to. And you see availability in real time. You just say, I want to go tomorrow night. night at 7 p.m. And you can see all the restaurants that are available tomorrow night at 7 p.m. for how many people. Mm-hmm. And you can say, actually, 7:30 maybe works for me perfectly. You click on that. You enter your name, your phone number, your email, and you're done.
The Open Table app is a free download at the Apple App Store or Google Play.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
And now, let's get back to the Blue Beetle on When Radio Was.
Hello? Commissioner Downey speaking.
This is the Blue Beetle, Commissioner.
The Blue Beetle?
Yes. I think I've located your daughter.
You have? Where is she?
She's being held prisoner at the old sawmill.
How do you know?
I rescued one of the kidnapped gang from drowning. And the car he was driving went over the cliff at Lover's Leap. He confessed to me.
Fine work. I'll have the police on the trail right away.
Just a minute, Commissioner. Don't do that, please.
Well, what is this, a joke? If it is, I'll have every police officer in the city on your trail.
Now, wait. Listen to me.
Well?
There's a chance of rescuing your daughter and apprehending a lot of crooks if this matter is handled right.
What do you mean, handled right?
Now, first, tell me, have you received any ransom demands from the kidnappers?
No, not a word of any kind.
Have you anything that might be of value to a gang of crooks?
No, not that I can think of.
Any papers of any sort that might be of value to the wrong people?
Only the parole records and recommendations, a list of prospective parolees.
Where are they?
In my safe here at home.
That's the answer. This whole thing ties up with the parole racket.
What do you mean?
The kidnappers are after those papers. Who knows the combination of your safe beside yourself?
Only my daughter.
That's why they're holding her. To make her divulge the combination of your safe. They plan to steal those papers and blackmail every man that's out on parole or who may be later released on parole.
Why, I never heard of such a fantastic plan. I'll call the police commissioner and...
Listen, Commissioner Downey. If you do that, you'll scare these rats underground.
Well, what do you advise, Blue Beetle?
Set no guards around your house at all. Move to a hotel right away.
But...
Now leave everything to me, Commissioner. The Blue Beetle will have these crooks rounded up before dawn.
Now look, Miss Downey. We want the combination of your father's safe.
I won't tell you.
I'm sure you will, Miss Downey. Squint.
Yeah, boy.
Start the saw going.
Right.
Run along through. You hear that, Miss Downey?
Yes, I heard it. What
What about it?
Just imagine yourself bound to a log being run through like a glass log.
Why, you fiend. You wouldn't dare to...
Dare? Prince.
Yeah, boss?
Shut off the motor. Give me a hand here with Miss Downey.
Right.
You take our feet. I'll take our heads.
You dare touch me and I'll scream the whole world down around your ears.
You go ahead and scream. No one will hear you out here. We are miles away from civilization in the woods here. Pick her up, Squint.
Right.
Help! Save me!
Boss, let's gag her. Amy knows you won't stand a woman's yelling.
Tie her to that log on the sawdust while I stick this gag in her mouth.
Yeah.
Help!
And now, Miss Downey, one last chance. Will you tell me the combination of your father's safe? Shake your head, yes or no. All right, that's your last chance. Nobody knows you're here. Nobody knows we're here. Start the saw, Spence. Oh, hold it, Spence. So, you're ready to talk, Miss Downey. Another foot and it would have been too late. Remove the gag, Spence.
Right, boss.
Good.
There.
Now, Miss Downey, the combination.
Dial left to 7. Right to 12. Then left twice to 8.
And she's fainted, boss. What'll I do with her?
We got what we wanted. We will let her go. She'll squeal. Now, start your saw and let's beat it.
Right, boss. Hey, what's that noise?
The Blue Beetle.
Hey.
Stop that motor or I'll blast you.
What'll I do, boss?
Get away from that motor.
Oh.
That puts you out of the running, Squint. Now for you, Heinrichs. Where are you? Oh, there you go. Well, I'll get you later. The Blue Beetle's going to nip the whole gang of murderers, kidnappers, and racketeers. Left 7. Right 12. Then left twice to 8. There. And now, the last scene of the play, Heinrich, the Blue Beetle.
Yes, and he's going to nip.
Not this time, Blue Beetle.
Drummond, the mouthpiece, Gangland's famous old man counselor at law, who dyes his hair to keep him young looking.
I may be old, but I know my business. The law's never caught up with me yet, and they never will. I'm too clever for them.
You're not dealing with the law now. You're facing the Blue Beetle.
But the Blue Beetle will never nip again.
Put down that gun, Drummond.
Not till I've wiped out you and Heinrich.
Not me, Drummond. I didn't scream.
No, but you were trying to double-cross me. So here's one for you, Heinrich, and one for you, Blue Beetle.
Drummond, your hair, it's turning white.
White? My beautiful black hair turning white.
Oh. That's for you, Drummond. Never turn your eyes from your opponent if you want to win your point. You vain old man. Your hair was your undoing and my salvation. Here comes the law for you, you crooks. They'll put you where you can't prey on poor unfortunates like Jim Horton. Your parole racket is smashed. The Blue Beetle's job is done.
And so the Blue Beetle smashed another racket and won another battle in his crusade against crime. The moral of this story is that neither experience nor intelligence is proof against right and good. History proves that, in the long run, right always triumphs. Further adventures of the Blue Beetle will be dramatized in the next episode of The Blue Beetle. The Blue Beetle is a copyrighted Fox feature, appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to The Blue Beetle.
From July 12, 1940, The Blue Beetle, I believe voiced by actor Shirley Oliver, in the conclusion of the two-part story titled Saved by a Hair. Many decades later, comedy actor Jim Boyd played an unrelated television character named The Blue Beetle, a bungling superhero featured on a 1970s children's television series, co-created by writer and prolific actor Paul Dooley. I will offer up its supercharged name and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
MusicRewind.com can transport you back to another era with Golden Oldies, an amazing compilation of 60 classic hits on three CDs. Order Golden Oldies now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code OLDIES33. Reminisce with music from the Golden Oldies collection for the low price of $19.98. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. Don't forget promo code OLDIES33 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember, OLDIES33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes! Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1970s children's television program, which occasionally featured a bungling superhero called the Blue Beetle. The answer is The Electric Company. Originally airing from 1971 to 77, it was co-created by prolific character actor Paul Dooley. His quite extensive credits include playing the father in both Breaking Away and 16 Candles. Again, his name, Paul Dooley. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around, but hey, do me a favor and visit our website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.